virtual office, get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. This newscast is brought to you by SEIU, Service Employees International Union, the fastest growing union in North America at SEIU.
Value is ever won without sacrifice.
Phil Spector goes on trial for murder. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It was 4 years ago today that the announcement came from the president.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
And in Baghdad, journalists reported the first shock, the initial awe.
Things do seem to be heating up. I'm beginning to take cover now.
CBS News correspondent Dan Revive takes a look at where things stand as the war enters its fifth year.
The sound of U.S. helicopters over Baghdad. The Americans, now in a surge to improve security in the capital, have been fighting there longer than expected. And the cost, a lot more than the $50 billion some in the Bush administration predicted. So far, the U.S. has spent over $400 billion. The Pentagon says the cost per month is about $5 billion. Then there's the human toll, over 3,200 Americans killed, more than 23,000 wounded. As for Iraqis who have died, estimates range from 40,000. To nearly 700,000.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. 4 years later, the Iraq War policy debate rages on. This morning, Secretary of State Rice admits the war has been more difficult than the administration expected.
In this last year, the sectarian violence has grown very much worse.
But Rice told the CBS News Early Show the Iraqis are becoming stronger. Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Joe Biden disagrees.
There's a self-sustaining cycle of sectarian violence. Who's getting stronger? Who's she talking about when she says the Iraqis?
Today, the White House opposes Democratic moves to set a troop withdrawal deadline.
I'm Cammie McCormick. How will the current operations in Iraq succeed where others have failed? Brigadier General Joe Anderson says using additional troops to hold areas and allow rebuilding will be key. They've learned lessons from the past.
After we pulled out of there, that same tower, line, whatever, would get blown up, destroyed, and we're right back to where we started from.
Also key, securing areas in Baghdad where bombers often strike, like markets where vehicles are now banned. And additional troops will head south of Baghdad to close off routes used to bring weapons into the capital.
Despite the increased troop presence, insurgents have struck again today, killing more Iraqis. At least 8 have died in a mosque attack in Baghdad, 18 in a series of blasts in Kirkuk. A poll of Iraqis done for several news organizations, including the BBC, finds widespread dissatisfaction with the occupiers. Iraq expert Toby Dodge.
Coalition troops are seen as causing violence, causing instability, being a big problem. But then, of course, the crucial question, should U.S. troops be withdrawn immediately? Only 35% say yes.
More from CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi in Baghdad.
From the Iraqi point of view, this anniversary, so-called, is just another miserable day, a day they have to try to get through without getting killed, a day with cuts in electricity, high gas prices, if they can find any, bad water, bad sewage collection, and just generally life plowing on.
Hundreds of thousands of Americans took to the streets around the country over the weekend to call for an end to the war.
There was a rainbow of signs and banners, everything from gay stilt dancers to an Irish grandma's brigade. Gail is part of the group called the Raging Grannies.
I'm out here to basically try to save the world.
By marching against the war in Iraq for the fourth year in a row, she says, but hoping that this time the message will be heard in Washington. Doug Sovereign, CBS News, San Francisco.
As Nathan Hager of CBS affiliate WTOP reports from Washington, an online video memorial has sprung up to keep alive the memory of American troops who've lost their lives in the war.
My name is Matt Howard. I want to talk about my friend Shane Swanberg.
A compilation of minute-long videos, the memories of friends and family members of those who've died in Iraq.
Anybody with a video camera can participate.
Filmmaker Robert Greenwald worked with the Brave New Foundation to create the memorial.
People can add their memory, can add their stories about their friends and relatives.
And it's seeing life offline with so-called laptop vigils being held across the country.
As one mother said to me, thank you for doing this because it allows me to remember how my son lived rather than just his death.
The memorial is located at iraqmemorial.org. Nathan Hager for CBS News, Washington.
Five past the hour.
brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama says the United States needs a better health care system, better education, and a better energy policy, and to get out of Iraq.
I am proud that I was against this war in Iraq from the start, from 2002, that I stood up in front of 3,000 people and said, this is a bad idea.
At a Denver fundraiser yesterday, Obama also acknowledged critics who say he lacks experience, but he says he has a lot of experience as an Illinois lawmaker and a civil rights attorney. Pollster Floyd Cerulli says Obama is trying to raise as much cash as he can because upcoming campaign finance reporting deadlines will be a major indicator of who's leading in the campaign. Dozens of Colorado residents expected at the federal courthouse in Denver today for jury selection in the insider trading trial against former Quest CEO Joe Nocio. No word on just how long it'll take to seat 12 jurors and 6 alternates, but the trial's estimated to last at least 2 months. And state lawmakers will try again this week to pass a bill allowing police to pull drivers over for not wearing seat belts under current law. Drivers and passengers can be ticketed, but only if they're pulled over for another offense. Democrat Joe Rice of Littleton says his Senate bill will save 30 to 50 lives a year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Well, we're starting off the commute with a couple of off-highway problems. We had a crash involving a semi tying up 64th at Sheridan. Hazmat was out there dealing with the fuel leaking from that semi. Northbound lanes are blocked. If you're headed downtown, both directions of 13th were affected by a pretty hard-hitting crash at Lincoln. Looks like that's been cleared. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy and cooler, breezy in the afternoon with a high of 63. Tonight, windy in the evening.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
But, frankly, the reception that we got was pretty amazing. We only got booed three times, once because the side of the truck that I was running in, did not have, has not yet been repainted and said the Boulder on it. And some people booed because of that. Then the other two people who booed were a little inebriated. And I yelled out to one of them, well, you'll apologize when Roberto Gonzalez resigns. Other than that, though, it was amazing the reception we got from not only those of you who listened to us, but people who were extremely open to us. And it leads me to believe, and I got to say this at 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 in the morning, that we're often characterized by the right-wing media. And when I say the right-wing media, I'm being specific here, talk show hosts and talking heads in the right-wing media, as being certain things that we're not. Like, we have to apologize for our views, or that we're all elitists, or that we don't know how to have fun, or that we are bleeding hearts, and you could go on and on about all this stuff. And the fact is that if you look at who makes up the liberal or the progressive movement in this country, doesn't make any difference what you want to call it. It's made up of all kinds of people who like all kinds of stuff. And we now have fun just like anybody else. And on top of that, we're into many of the same things that our neighbors are into, that people on the quote-unquote right are into, and we just don't stand up. We just don't stand up about that, and we ought to. There are many of us out there that are into religion. There are many of us out there that are very spiritual, and there are many of us out there that are committed Catholics, Christians, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists. I mean, you name it, Baptists, and we have it. But we don't talk much about that. We don't say much about that. There are many of us out there who are into all kinds of sports. And I've talked about sports on the air before. Now, there's not much, I don't know that much about sports. And the only sport I really follow is motorsports. Which, by the way, this weekend they had the 12 hours at Sebring. And many of the cars were running on ethanol-enriched fuel. So even that world is beginning to move towards looking at ways of saving the environment. There are people who are liberal and they're left who like guns, who like fishing, who like the outdoors, who like hiking and camping, who have kids, pay mortgages, struggle through the everyday problems of life just like everybody else. But we're not cast that way. We're cast as being totally different. So we're always operating out of a defensive position, and we're always operating out of a crouch. And if the St. Patrick's Day Parade proved anything, it proved that people in this country are receptive to what we have to say. They're receptive to what we have to say, and we don't need to be defensive, and we don't need to apologize for who and what we are. And we do not, and I want to underline this a gazillion times. We should not sit here, and we shouldn't stand for them characterizing us as being something we're not. And I think I told you the story. I told this a long time, last year I believe I told this story, about how John Turk and myself went to a Colorado Broadcasters Association dinner. This show has been up a couple of times for awards. Last year and this year, and we did not win first place either year. But last year we went, and one of the hosts was sitting, because we have to sit at the company table, and one of the hosts was sitting at the table from one of the other AMs. And just like every dinner you go to, Democratic or Republican or anything else, it started with the Pledge of Allegiance. Which, by the way, I've yet to go to a Democratic dinner where that hasn't happened. And I've got one this Saturday night in Weld County. So this guy turns to us, and he might have been joking. But he turns to us and he says, "Oh, you guys don't believe in this, do you?" Is that what he said? You guys don't believe in this, or do you guys still stand for this? Is that what he said?
Well, yeah, everybody was standing up to, you know, pledge, give their Pledge of Allegiance, and he looked at us and said, do you guys still stand up for this? Like we're going to sit down and protest the Pledge of Allegiance.
And I looked at him. I mean, both of us looked at him. Like, you know, and we wanted to let off the F-bomb, but we didn't do it. But that characterizes how they go and they talk to their listeners about us. And I'll say it again, that's not who we are. We're as varied and we're as diverse. And we have, we're just everyday Americans. And there's all kinds of people involved here. And so to sit here every single day and allow them to get away with that is totally and completely wrong. We should stand up to them. Thank you so much to everybody who was at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Really had a good time and met a lot of you, and it was just a good experience. A lot of people were open to the idea of the radio station. So we're gaining, if anything. And more people just need to find out that we're here, and more people need to find out about us. And what you and I need to do is not allow those folks on the right to make cartoon characters out of us and get away with it. Because that's not who we are, and that's not what we are.
Man is faced with many tough choices.
Medium or well done? Shirt tucked in or out? Paper or plastic?
But now, with Radio Shack, choosing a wireless phone is not one of them. Our sales associates will tell you about the variety of carriers, multiple plans, the right phones, and the coolest accessories, making it really easy for you. And right now, come in to find out if you qualify for an upgrade to a new phone, even if you're in a contract.
Brown shoes or black shoes?
Radio Shack, your neighborhood wireless store.
I run my own company, run my household, and run my kids around town. When do I relax? When I'm sleeping. All the stress and worries of the day melt away when I sink into my Tempur-Pedic mattress. It perfectly contours to my body and relieves those painful pressure points. I wake up refreshed and ready to start running all over again.
Sleep away your stress with Tempur-Pedic. Call 1-800-807-7011 for free information and a no-obligation 90-day trial certificate. Call 1-800-807-7011. That's 1-800-807-7011.
Most people tune out radio commercials, so I'll go ahead and get through this as quickly as possible. Every 2007 Mini Cooper comes with a generous 3-year, 36,000-mile Mini full maintenance plan. Go to your local Mini dealer to test drive the all-new 2007 Mini and find out why it's not just whiptastic handling and giddy-up. It's a pretty ridiculous value, too. Now, with time remaining, I'll jump rope barefoot across a floor covered with mousetraps. The 2007 Mini Cooper. Ridiculously practical, undeniably fun. See Mini Service and Warranty Booklet for terms, conditions, and limitations.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
With years of personal injury experience, they have successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice. And I've said this many times, and I'll say it again. If you get involved in this and you believe you have a case, you need good lawyers. Wrongful death and auto collision cases. Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. In the law offices of Mike Turner, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Feel energized and invigorated. Visit the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue in Denver, your source for anti-aging, cellulite, inner cleansing, and disease prevention. Call today at 303-777-2555 to take advantage of their special limited-time offer of $10 off all services. Remove, restore, and rejuvenate at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit www.wellnessonfifth.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount of $10 off any service.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Leave your computer problems to the pros at PC Answers. This is John Hogan, and starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and solve your computer problems.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to 4 customized offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Disco Revisited. Oh, little Lenny Kravitz here. 624, 24 minutes after 6, decreasing cloudiness, high today 61. I don't even know where to start this morning. I guess I should start by giving him the phone number, 303-713-7600. I don't know how much you want to talk about this today, how much you want to get into it today, but it seems to me that we can't ignore it. There were protests over the weekend. They were all over the news media, and rightly so, because we're now on the fourth. We're going into the fifth year of our involvement in Iraq, and it was 4 years ago tonight that the quote-unquote shock and awe campaign, which I don't know about you, but I didn't find very shocking nor awe-inspiring, although I was not on the ground in Baghdad, and most of us weren't. We're now going in. I mean, tonight is the anniversary of when that started, and we're now going to enter into our fifth year with all of the casualties, all of the money spent, the Iraqis, the Americans, all of this scandal, all of this stuff going on, and I don't know if this is a morning to discuss how to get out, how we got there, or maybe it's a morning to step back and just generally assess where we are and to look at what has gone on. I'm just disgusted, and I'm sure a lot of you are too, with what has gone on and where we sit. There are surveys out today, opinion polls out today from CNN and Gallup, which indicate that support for the war is at an all-time low, and that now it's sitting at 35%. There's also another poll out that indicates that the majority of Iraqis do not trust us and do not trust U.S. forces, but a lot of them do not want us to leave. There, today is basically just another day for them to try to get through life without getting killed, with no electricity, no gasoline, high fuel prices, and gasoline if they can find it, and problems with drinking water, none of that stuff, and the reconstruction has been solved. We have heard over and over and over again from these talking heads representing the administration that good things are happening over there, but they just don't get covered enough. And I have no doubt that there are some good things happening there, but for the majority of Iraqis, and for us, the outlook is pretty bleak. And a lot of people agree that what you have going on now is a civil war. And they talk about last week wanting more troops, not the original 20-some-odd thousand we were promised. Or not that we were promised, that's the wrong way to put that, that the administration had originally asked for, that they want more, that there's going to be more going, that we're now being told that it'll take at least until summer to know whether anything is happening, whether the surge will work. A lot of experts don't think it will. Most of the American people do think it will. So this is where we are. A lot of us and a lot of the American public has forgotten if it wasn't so serious, it'd be a comedy skit. And that's George W. Bush landing on the aircraft carrier off the coast of San Diego in a flight suit with the banner in the back that said mission accomplished hanging in the background. And the White House said, well, the troops put that banner up there. Then later it turned out that, no, they didn't. No, the White House put it up there. Karl Rove was responsible for it. And you also have to ask the question, has anything this administration said about our involvement there, has any of it turned out to be true? Other than, as one emailer pointed out here about 3 or 4 weeks ago, that Valerie Plame was an undercover agent. Other than that, nothing else. Let me read you a few quotes from back in those days. How about this one? I took the Grey Poupon out of my cupboard. Remember that? Only anti-French feeling in the country? Guess who said that? Representative Duke Cunningham, Republican of California, on the floor of the House denouncing French opposition to the Iraqi war. Of course, where he is now, I don't think there is any Grey Poupon. He's in jail. March 6, 2003, President Bush holds his pre-war news conference. And the New York Observer writes that he interchanged Iraq with the attacks of 9/11 eight times. And eight times he was unchallenged. The ABC News White House correspondent Terry Moran says the Washington Press Corps was left looking like zombies. How about this one? March 7th, 2003. Appearing before the United Nations Security Council on the same day that the United States and three allies, Britain, Spain, and Bulgaria, put forth their resolution demanding that Iraq disarm by March the 17th, the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohamed El-Baradei, reports that there is no evidence or plausible indication of the revival of a nuclear weapons program in Iraq. He adds that documents which form the basis for the report of the recent uranium transaction between Iraq and Niger are, in fact, not authentic. None of the three broadcast networks, evening newscasts, even mentioned his findings. By the way, in 2005, El-Baradei was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. I could go on. I got more here. So, where are we? 4 years. Going into the fifth year. 303-713-7600. You want to give me your assessment of where we stand on this important milestone, with this many Americans dead, with this many Iraqis dead? And by the way, if that doesn't get to you, how about the money we've spent? That's your tax dollars. And the funding, by the way, for this war is off the books, which means that your kids and your grandkids will eventually have to pay for this. 633, here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound lanes of I-25 already starting to slow down now between 120th and 84th if you're making your way out of Thornton and North Glen. Also up in that area, eastbound 270 filling in across Commerce City. Otherwise, it's a nice, quiet start to the week. We do have cleanup at 64th and Sheridan. Hazmat out there dealing with fuel leaking from a semi. Northbound lanes are blocked. Weather today, partly cloudy and cooler with breezes in the afternoon and a high of 63 right now. Partly cloudy, 44 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings in nursing, physical therapy, sonography.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Dog away from me.
Hair just started falling off.
He had the bloody hot spot. Really, really bad shedding problem.
She stunk. She had bad breath.
I spent over $2,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays, and nothing would help.
I looked online for excessive shedding.
Breeders linked to Dynavite.
www.dynavite.com.
I put in Stinky Dog and Dynavite came up. There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3s.
Each ingredient is listed in the beneficial effects.
Within a week, he quit scratching. In about 4 days, Ike started smelling better, and my husband and I were really astonished.
I can't say enough goodness about this product.
Dynavite completely stopped the shedding.
His ears started clearing up immediately.
Dinovite.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
Dynavite, Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
30-year fixed mortgage. We guarantee you'll save money. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they are the guaranteed pros.
Are you throwing away money on a timeshare you never use? Why not get rid of those monthly payments and maintenance bills forever and free up money every month for the things in life you really want? We're timeshares only, and we can help you sell your timeshare for top dollar. And to get you started, we're going to send you a free kit that tells you what your timeshare is worth. Even better, it includes the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. It's yours free by calling 1-800-700-0299. Once upon a time, your timeshare was your dream vacation, but now it's just money down the drain. Isn't it time you eliminated the bills and put more money toward the things that really count? Request your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. Learn the top 10 secrets to selling your timeshare fast and for top dollar. Stop paying for a timeshare you don't use. Get your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. That's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Our nation enters this conflict reluctantly, yet our purpose is sure. The people of the United States and our friends and allies will not live at the mercy of an outlaw regime that threatens the peace with weapons of mass murder.
There's George W. Bush, 4 years ago, talking about Iraq. 6:38, 38 minutes past the hour. Decreasing clouds, high today 61, 303-713-7600. I'm asking a really a simple question this morning, your assessment of where we stand 4 years later. It's hard to believe it's been 4 years. It's hard to look back and believe that and to realize that it's been 4 years that we've been entangled in this mess for the last 4 years. With, right now, no end in sight, unless Republicans join with Democrats and try to stop this. Because there's no way to get a bipartisan, there's no way to get the Senate and the House to come together on anything, and people are, you know, they're talking about, well, don't cut off money to the troops, and you're undermining the troops. Of course, that's Dick Cheney's big pimping line, and they're pimping the troops. And you go back and look at all these stories about our involvement in Iraq, and you just have to shake your head. Things like on March the 10th, 2003, Natalie Maines, remember this? Natalie Maines, the Dixie Chicks, tells an audience in England, we do not want this war, this violence, and we're ashamed that the President of the United States is from Texas, Boycotts, death threats, and anti-Dixie chick demonstrations followed. And in 2007, of course, this year, the Dixie Chicks won 5 Grammy Awards, including the best song for Not Ready to Make Nice. And I don't know, I can't tell, I don't know if KYGO or The Wolf even play the Dixie Chicks. But they're managing to sell music, and they're managing to sell CDs, and they're managing to keep their career going despite what happened. How about this one from March 12, 2003? A senior military planner tells the Daily News an attack on Iraq could last as few as 7 days. Can you believe that? I mean, how bad did the military and did this administration underestimate the Iraqis and the resistance? And so the debate basically today is, well, if we leave, things will be worse. We can't go. You're undermining the troops. You've heard all of it. I don't have to repeat the litany of it. And there are many of us who believe that we need to get out. We need to get out right now. We need to leave. You know, it seems to me that at the least, it seems to me the least we could do, the very least we could do, is demand that the Iraqis stand up for themselves. You remember the old slogan of, well, if we stand up, if they stand up, we'll stand down, which hasn't happened. And now that we're beginning the fifth year, are we any better off, are we any better along than we were 4 years ago? And is there anybody out there who really believes, I mean, you believe in your heart, that Saddam Hussein was a threat to our national interest? So much has gone by now, but there are people out there who do believe that. There are people out there who do hang on to that belief. And they also hang on to the belief that Saddam Hussein and the Iraqis were responsible for 9/11, that we're bringing democracy to Iraq, all of that stuff. And that the conversation about Iraq will basically degenerate into supporting the troops. They're always being used. And now we find out that the VA and their health care is a mess, and that the administration has shortchanged them. I mean, it's unbelievable to look back on all this stuff and to recall where those of us were. It's just weird. 303-713-7600. And I also have to say, it's tragic. Let's go to Vic in the North Glen. Vic, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. It's Vic in North Glen.
Hey, man. My figure eight racing buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did you get my picture of the car?
Yeah, man. It looks great.
Cool. I'm waiting on a paint job.
Cool. I can't wait for you to begin to race. I'll be out there.
And I'm working on the website.
Oh, that's great, man. Good for you. And we'll give it out publicly on the air, too. So tell me what you think about this.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, you know, there's a problem. We need to fix it. But I was, my feelings about it, it'd be like you had cancer in your arm. You went in for surgery. You woke up afterwards, found out the doctor cut off the wrong arm. Well, you still need to have the cancerous one removed. But would you have the same doctor do it?
No, I wouldn't. And you bring up a really good point about the fact that we need to deal with Al-Qaeda, but we basically ended up dealing with them in the wrong manner, and now we have escalating violence going on in Afghanistan.
Everything has been done wrong, pulling our troops out of an area where they needed to be. I mean, was responsible for bombing, you know, for crashing the plane. I mean, all that at this point to me, letting this administration continue dealing with this problem is a mistake. That's the way I see
it. Yeah, you're right. It's like having the wrong, it's like having the wrong physician, or a physician who has screwed something up. It's like having them operate on you again. And or you know what? It's like going to a car mechanic, and the car mechanic doesn't do a good job. Would you take your car back to that car mechanic again?
No, it even worse. What if you found out there was evidence that the mechanic did it wrong on purpose, so he could charge you for more work? You'd never go back to him, and I feel like that's what this administration does.
Yeah, I do too. Thanks, Vic. Be safe out there, man. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right, take care.
All right, good to know you're out there. Vic is a fearless guy. He's a figure eight racer. If you've ever seen figure eight racing, you got to have, well, I can't say that word on the air. I would get in trouble for saying it. Anyway, we got Richard Wolf from Newsweek coming up. It's 7 o'clock. He covers the White House for Newsweek. We've had him on before. He's also an MSNBC political analyst and frequently appears on Countdown with Keith Olbermann. And we're going to talk to him about not only Gonzales Gate, but Alberto Gate. But we're also going to talk to him, too, about looking now at going in to the fifth year of being involved in the Iraq War. 6:46, 46 minutes after the hour. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, with the exception of the usual buildup across Denver highways, especially on that north side of town, southbound 25, Thornton and North Glen, eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, and eastbound 270, it's a very nice drive. Not a lot to be concerned with. Hopefully we can keep it that way. Do have one wreck off the highway, a semi-crash with a fuel leak being cleaned up by hazmat northbound Sheridan at 64th. Steer clear of that intersection if you can. Weather outlook today, looking for partly cloudy skies, cooler conditions, with some breezes in the afternoon, high of 63. Right now, partly cloudy and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Altitude, the television home for the Denver Nuggets.
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful, non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products, use as directed.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Carefully selected for their natural nutrient content, they're steam cooked at the start at an optimal time and temperature to help maintain vitamins, minerals, and flavor. And you'll see an immediate healthy change in your animal. Mary and I see it in Coco and Jackson every single day. So does a natural dog food appeal to you and your dog? Try Purina One Natural Blends and see if it can change your dog's health for the better. Call for more details. You receive a free coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag. So don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
If you've heard the term virtual office, just think intelligent office. It's not really virtual. It's a real office. You just use it differently, like offices and conference rooms hourly for meetings, professional address services, and a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere, all for about $1 an hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
you have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-215-9105.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-215-9105. 1-800-215-9105.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations.
Fifty-one minutes past the hour. Heat, grease, and clouds. High today, 61. AM 760. A Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin. It's good to have you along. And we're heading into the fifth year of the Iraq War. Let me quote Barack Obama. It's not that I don't believe in war. I'm just against dumb wars. 303-713-7600. Richard Wolff from Newsweek. Newsweek's DC correspondent. Coming up after 7 o'clock. Here's Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Fine, thank you. I want to say one thing that has nothing to do with the war. You're looking really good.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm glad you're feeling better. Did you get your energy, the one that you keep saying should come?
Yeah, it's starting to come back. I really feel a lot better than I have. And I don't know if I'm allowed to disclose on the air how much weight I've lost. John goes no, because they may run again some other contest about it. But I've got about probably another week and a half, maybe 2 weeks in these pants, and then I'm going to have to go down a size.
Great, your pictures are looking really, really good.
Well, I'm working on it.
That's good. That is good. Are you exercising?
Oh yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it.
Well, thanks.
Okay. About the war.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sitting in front of the computer right now, and I'm ready to leave for work. But it says, I keep signing petitions, you know, true majority, take action now. I've added little blurbs to it. And the thing that makes me really wonder is, and I've heard it repeatedly during the last 2 weeks, that they're trying to pass a bill to let the troops come back basically when Bush ends his term and to give him money.
Well, yeah, they're working on funding, and they don't want to give him just a blank check, and they're working on funding for the surge. And then the other thing that's going on is yeah, they're trying to get a cutoff date.
But it's real close to when he leaves.
Yeah, it is, but...
And the joke is, well, I've heard it repeatedly even from comedians, who's writing the bill, Republicans or Democrats?
Well, I think they're looking to try to get something that everybody can, number one, agree on. And then, number two, you have the logistical nightmare, and we got to be careful about it, of trying to get all those troops out. I mean, it's like you can't turn around tomorrow, turn a switch, and everybody leaves. It takes a while for everybody to get out.
I understand
that. So that's
that.
Part of it.
Okay, first of all, can't they put them somewhere else in the region, which would be faster? Okay?
Yeah,
I don't mean near the Iran border.
Well, how about in Kuwait?
Right. I mean somewhere, anywhere. I mean, you don't have to. Okay, that would be a little faster, correct? You also have to protect these troops because you can't do it the way you did in Vietnam. That was horrible the way they took them out there. I mean, the last group. I think that, I don't know. I'm just getting, I think, I can hear the disgust in your voice, and I feel it. It's gone on way, way too long. And I'm reading a line right now, and it said that they're still going to give the president nearly $1 billion to keep sending troops. $100 billion.
Well, because you've got the problem of what are you going to do about those that are already there?
He stepped
that up so quickly, and they tried to get that rolling so fast that a lot of those troops went there without the proper training, without the proper equipment.
Without anything.
And it's like, well, now they're there. What are you going to do about that? You can't just yank the funding out. But then sometimes I feel like
sometimes I feel like
we ought to just cut the funding for the whole damn thing.
Well, the point is, if you hear the line one more time that if you cut the funding, you're cutting it for the troops. No, you're not. The troops never really get this money anyways, except shipping them over there. The large corporations are getting it.
Well, it's money for support, though.
And to hear what good old Hillary said about we have to protect our interests, the oil fields.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know, when do we own those fields?
Well, we do.
I'm sorry.
Well, we don't. And, yeah, you're right. Last week she's saying that there may have to be troops there indefinitely.
Hello.
So now she's floundering around and triangulating again. I don't mean to be bashing her, but, I mean, that's what she's doing. And, see, nobody can get on the same page. This is what the problem is. We can't, but they can't either. And so.
But it's an old, you know something? I'm sorry, the excuse has gone on way too long. You know, they say the Democrats feel this way, and we say the Republicans feel this way. And the only thing I'm looking at right now is you've got a man in office. Look what he's done to this country. Look what he's done to the Constitution. Look what he's done to the government. And these Republicans still stand near him and with him.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you want to get as far away from him as you could get if you were a Republican?
If I were a Republican and I were facing re-election, yeah, but there are a lot of them that put party first before anything else.
But how about intelligence? I mean, you know, we know how the elections came out, all right? There's no doubt about it. People wanted out of the war. They wanted a lot of things. I mean, and nothing is happening when it comes to this. I mean, yes, they're voting on issues, but the issues aren't, you know,
Here's the problem.
Okay.
The problem is this, that you can't get the House and the Senate together on any one proposal. And the reason you can't is because we control the House.
Right. And they control the Senate.
But we do not control the Senate.
I understand.
We technically control it. But we can't get the votes.
Okay, I understand that. And the other thing that really makes me ill is Lieberman. And I figure, all right, he doesn't vote really Democratic, and he keeps threatening that he's going to leave.
But
let him leave.
Yes, I agree. We should kick him out. Sherry, I gotta go. I'm out of time.
Jay.
Thanks, Sherry.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. We'll continue. We got Richard Wolf from Newsweek coming up right after 7 o'clock. Stick around here. And then a hiring question about Iraqi veterans for small business. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Alan Pizzi in Baghdad. In a brutal reminder that 4 years on, the war is far from over, insurgents set off a bomb in a Shiite mosque in Baghdad during prayers today. Five more blasts went off almost simultaneously in the northern oil city of Kirkuk. The combined death toll was more than two dozen. The carnage makes a mockery of claims that the so-called surge is having a profound effect on the violence. The basis for that was numbers, number of attacks down, along with the toll of bodies from executions by death squads and militias. The Baghdad blast in particular is symbolic because it took place in a market area that under the new security plan was turned into a pedestrian area to prevent car bombs. The overall effect of the plan on the lives of ordinary Iraqis is marginal at best, as today's bombs showed.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Secretary of State Rice defends the decision to go to war. She believes the revised military strategy is the best approach.
And that was probably not pursued at the very beginning.
Also on the CBS News Early Show, Senator and Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden says the war policy is flawed.
This is a failed strategy backed up by a very bad tactic of surging more troops.
Now, this morning, the president is meeting with his National Security Council before delivering a statement on the war anniversary 2.5 hours from now. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Dave Barrett.
Kids in high school often are not afraid to say anything. That landed one student in trouble, and the highest court in the land will hear this case. We get details from CBS's Barry Bagnato, who joins us live.
Bong hits for Jesus, the message on the banner Joseph Frederick waved across from his high school to get attention of TV cameras as the Olympic torch was carried through Juneau, Alaska. Frederick got suspended. A lower court says he can sue the principal. That's wrong, argues National School Boards Association lawyer Francisco Negron.
It chills the ability of administrators and educators to do their job.
The Rutherford Institute's John Whitehead says if free speech rights can be silenced off school grounds.
It teaches a horribly bad political science lesson.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Over some rugged hills in North Carolina, helicopters searched over the weekend. They're hoping to find 12-year-old Boy Scout Michael Awberry. He's missing after two nights in freezing temperatures, missing from Downton Park, where scouts had made camp. It will cost you more to unwind if you go away from home.
Airlines are going to charge more during the peak travel periods if you don't buy it further in advance. The hotel industry knows that when demand's high, they can also charge more.
That's bestfare.com's Tom Parsons. Spring break travel is more pricey now, and for the first time in 6 years, Travelocity says people are booking fewer days, about five for vacation on average now. A half hour before the markets open on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 7. This is CBS News.
What'll it be, ma'am?
I'll have a pound of Swiss.
Okay.
Have a pound of peppered turkey.
Turkey.
And some peace of mind, please.
Coming up.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Because we notice everything. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection. You even get a vehicle history report. And it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. Now that's peace of mind.
Oh, and I'll have a pound of happiness, too.
See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details. Or visit FordCPO.com.
Hey, Dave. Mike here. Hey, this afternoon at around 2:27, the plumbing's going to back up with a lot of grayish, goopy stuff. It'll all overflow onto the tile floor and make a nice little safety hazard. Cool? Anyway, just thought you should know.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So Grainger's just added thousands of new plumbing products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems. Valves, fittings, fixtures, toilets, water heaters, whatever it takes. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Grainger.com. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama says he may not have a lot of experience in Washington, but he's got experience where it counts.
When it comes to experience, let me describe to you my experience. I've got enough
experience as a community organizer working in neighborhoods and with churches to know that ordinary people can do extraordinary things if they're given an opportunity. I've got that experience.
Obama was campaigning in Colorado yesterday seeking support for his presidential campaign. He told a cheering crowd of hundreds of supporters at a fundraiser in Denver that his critics think he hasn't been in Washington long enough. Obama says he's been in D.C. long enough to know that the place needs to change.
We don't have to be stuck with the world as it is.
Obama says the U.S. needs a better health care system, better education, and a better energy policy, and says America needs to get out of Iraq. A state Senate committee is set to hear a bill today that would ease restrictions on identity documents. Some lawmakers' current rules are hurting citizens who need driver's licenses and other such papers. And Colorado resorts and others in the ski industry are going green to help offset the pollution that feeds global warming. That, of course, a phenomenon that challenges the resort's very existence with the threat of later snowfalls and earlier snow melts. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. With the exception of final cleanup 64th and Sheridan, they had that intersection pretty messed up. And CDOT crews blocking the right lane eastbound I-78 Idaho Springs. It's been a pretty uneventful start to the morning on highways. Have our normal buildup along southbound 25 out of Adams County, eastbound lanes of both 270 and the Boulder Turnpike. And 225 is a little bogged down northbound now approaching Mississippi, southbound busy through the tech center. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, cooler, breezy by afternoon, high of 63. Tonight, it'll be a little windy, then clearing and calm with a low of 38. Right now, partly cloudy and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.99. That's right, get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for $15.99. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed. Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. The sun is up, and we're starting another week here. And it's going to be a nice day today, too. Decreasing clouds and a high of 61. But how about this? Wednesday night, about a 30% chance of rain or snow. And on Thursday, 20% slight chance of rain or snow. I'll take the snow. I'll take the rain. I'm kidding. On Thursday night, a slight chance of snow and rain, too. And then on Friday, a slight chance of some showers. So there is some moisture coming into the forecast. Who the hell do I think I am? Mike Nelson? No. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we had Richard Wolf scheduled to be on, but I guess he got something else going on. Because we're having a little trouble getting a hold of him. Which happens every once in a while. Although this is the first time it's happened with Richard. Okay, I was going to get on the air and plug his cookbook, too. Okay, so are we going to keep trying for Mr. Wolf, or are we going to move, on to something else? But I do want to talk about, the fact that we are in the going into the fifth year in Iraq. And here's something that I found from Fortune magazine. And I remember getting calls about this during the first Gulf War from veterans who came back and said they ended up in this position. And as far as I know, little was done about it in the first Gulf War. I don't know about now. And I don't know how aggressively the federal government attacks this problem. So maybe some of you can call and tell me. Plus, on top of that, this is a question that I think needs to be considered, particularly when you're considering those men and women who come back from Iraq and
they've gone there because they're National Guards people. And we all know that the commitment to the Guard is a very special thing, and that people who do it are supposed to, you know, they're supposed to be functioning on the idea that they're citizen soldiers. And so they split their responsibilities between their Guard units and their families and their jobs. And you probably know people who do this. I mean, maybe they're your neighbors. So you probably know people who do that too. I mean, who do this kind of thing. So here's the story. Here's what this guy writes in, and I'd love to know. Oh, we got him. Okay. Before I get into the... All right, hold that thought, and we'll go to Richard Wolf, Newsweek's Washington, D.C. correspondent, a multicultural man. You see him on MSNBC all the time with Keith Olbermann on Countdown. He's been on CNN. He's been on Fox News. And, Richard, I put away your biography, but your cookbook is called Tapias, right?
Tapas, The Taste of Spain and America.
Yeah.
Spanish food.
Yes, and last time you were on, we told people to go pick it up. I picked it up. And so did several other listeners, and they sent me emails saying they thought it was marvelous, and they thought it was great.
That makes me very happy, even happier than the latest Newsweek poll.
All right, let's talk about the latest Newsweek poll.
Oh, if we have to.
Yes, well, we could talk. You know what? I'll book you on one of these days, and you know what we'll talk about? We'll talk about cooking.
Anytime.
And so food.
Let's talk politics. I was joking.
Okay, go ahead.
The latest Newsweek poll. I was joking about it making me happy. I mean, these are bad numbers for the White House. President Bush is stuck at his lowest ever numbers. He's been there before, but it's basically been consistent since the November elections. It's stuck at 30%.
Mm.
More specifically, we found some interesting numbers about the whole U.S. attorney firings. 58% think that the firings were politically motivated. That includes 45% of Republicans. And about a third of people, there's very weak support for Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general. A third of people say he should leave, he should quit. A third of people say he should stay. A third of people don't know. So very mixed for him personally.
Does he survive past this week?
This is make or break week, and especially today we're expecting a whole new round of emails and memos coming out. The key question here is about credibility. Does his story stack up, as he has told us, and he said it very clearly when he came out and did that short press conference the other day. He said that the idea all came from the White House, and he thought that firing 93 U.S. attorneys, all of the U.S. attorneys, was a bad idea. Seems from the emails that we've already seen that actually this idea started when he was in the White House, when he was White House counsel. And if there's a smoking gun here that he was in on these meetings, he knew all about it before he became attorney general, then his credibility is really shot to pieces. And I think it becomes very difficult for him to stay.
There's also a story this morning, or it ran over the weekend, in a Seattle newspaper that the guy that they wanted to replace the fired federal prosecutor there, he doesn't have a law license in the state of Washington.
Yeah, and other great ideas. Yes. He didn't pay his bar dues, apparently, which is a basic mistake and a kind of critical one. It does speak to the question of who is qualified to do these jobs. And when you realize that one of the many problems the administration has had with this story is that they've made the case these people were pushed out because they lacked qualifications, or they lacked management
right.
style, or they weren't performing up to standards. You know, if you find the replacement who doesn't pay his bar dues, then that raises questions about the whole excuse for firing these people. And of course, we know from their own internal reviews that several of the people pushed out were actually getting good management reviews. So, you know, yet again, there's a sort of credibility question here.
All right. What about Gonzalez and Rove going to Capitol Hill? The administration undoubtedly will fight the Rove part of it. So are we now looking at a confrontation between the executive and legislative branch?
I think it will come down to that, yeah. I mean, they're trying to negotiate it, but listen, the White House is under no illusion what's going on here. They've screwed up. They're trying to come up with a deal. The Democrats are feeling pretty good about how things are moving along. And there's no incentive for the Democrats to back down here. I mean, why should they? So the White House is negotiating about what to release about Rove, whether there's some framework where he could testify on limited grounds or simply do so in private, not under oath, not in public. I think all of those options would be resisted by Democrats. Again, what's the incentive for Democrats to do a deal right now? They can push as hard as they like now because they're getting somewhere.
Yeah, Leahy kind of indicated over the weekend, and he said it on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, that he's tired of not getting the full story. And it sounded to me like what he really wants and what they want is for Karl Rove to show up and testify in the public.
Absolutely, and testify under oath. Oh, look, there are some really important questions here about his role, that he was involved at all, whether it started with him. Remember, at the end of last week, the White House started to say, well, our memories are getting a bit hazy here about whose idea this was to begin with. We thought it was Harriet Myers, who was White House counsel, but we didn't think it was Karl Rove. We think Karl said that he didn't like the idea, but now we're not so sure. These are very fraught areas, and once the White House backs away from its own story, which I guess is story number 5 or 6, I've lost count, they're into deep trouble, and not just about credibility in Karl's case. Remember, Karl at this time was under investigation by a U.S. attorney, by Patrick Fitzgerald in Chicago, and he testified before Fitzgerald's grand jury twice at the point where he went into the White House counsel's office and said, hey, what's happening with firing all those U.S. attorneys? So he's got some real questions to answer, and conceivably that could cause him legal problems not just with Congress, but with the Justice Department itself.
716, 60 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're visiting with D.C. correspondent Richard Wolf for Newsweek. Go to newsweek.com. And he's got a great new article with Michael Isikoff and Evan Thomas called Disorder in King George's Court. Let me jump for a second here to the fact that we're going to go into the fifth year of the war. Overwhelmingly, the American people just don't support this effort. How long do you think it's going to be before George W. Bush starts losing GOP support in maintaining this and keeping it going? I mean, after all, the surge is underway, but there's violence again this morning in Baghdad.
Well, he's already lost Republican support. In fact, the big decline in the last year in terms of President Bush's numbers is all Republican support. He's lost 20, 25 points among Republicans in the last sort of year, 18 months. And Republicans have also shifted on the war, where they used to be very strongly supportive. They're now broadly split 50-50 on whether they support the war or not. And we're showing in the latest Newsweek poll much more support, about 30% support for the surge, maybe slightly less, 28 points. But for the Democrats' proposal to bring all troops home by the fall of 2008, 59-point support, so twice as many people support it as support the president's plan. So he's already in a hole there. Is that going to change his thinking? No, I don't think so. I think he feels unburdened by politics now. He's not running for election. You know, it didn't work last time around. He's playing for the history book. So, you know, even more than he used to be, he's trusting his gut and sticking with what he wants to do.
What about the idea that he'll start losing support from Congress, from those up for re-election, and particularly in the Senate?
Well, they are already resigned to that. I mean, you know, inside the White House, they think 2008, the presidential field, whoever's running in Congress is going to be running against him and accusing him of having messed things up. They know that's going to happen, and he doesn't care. He really doesn't care. And that's a problem, but as long as they have the filibuster power in the Senate, he thinks he has a firewall, and they pretty much do. Mitch McConnell, who is the Republican leader in the Senate, is married to his own Labor secretary, and they very closely knitted together with the administration. There's no chance that they're going to overturn that or stop that filibuster.
So there's no way that anybody in the Republican Party, like in the Senate, would go to him and say, listen, if you don't fix this, if we don't turn this around, or you don't compromise, or we don't do something, it's going to drag the entire party into the ground when in 2008. That's, you don't think
well,
it's
there
going
is, there is a way for that to happen. I mean, you could get serious folks like Warner in there, Lindsey Graham, people that they trust as generally supportive, and who others would follow. You could get that sort of delegation going over to the White House. Having said that, for that to happen, things would have to get unremittingly bad in Iraq, even worse than it is right now. And I think that their best hope, and what they're certainly their expectation in the White House, is that they're not stupid. They don't think things are suddenly going to get rosy in Iraq, but they think there'll be just enough good news that people will say, well, let's give it another 6 months. Let's just give it one more 6 months, and then another 6 months after that. And over time, things will gradually get better. And certainly, you look at how they're talking about the most recent news out of Iraq, they're saying, well, look, the surge isn't even fully there, and we're already seeing a decline in the murder rate, and things seem to be progressing along on the political front. So they're already making that case, and that's what they hope that they can carry on doing.
All right. Richard Wolff, thank you so much for your time. You are a multi-talented guy. Not only do you report on politics and talk about politics and are all over MSNBC's Countdown, but you're also the author of this marvelous Spanish cookbook. Thanks so much for your time, as always. It's just a real honor to have you on.
Anytime.
All right. Thank you so much. There's Richard Wolff, and he is Newsweek's D.C. correspondent. Go to Newsweek.com, and he's got a great article with Michael Isikoff and Evan Thomas about disorder in King George's Court. Now, I want to get back to this veterans hiring story, and I want to hear what you have to say about it. To boil it down, do you think it's right that the government compel businesses, particularly small businesses, to hire returning Iraq vets?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
But that jam should be cleared up soon. Weather today, partly cloudy, cooler, breezy in the afternoon with a high of 63 degrees. Currently partly cloudy, 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing Sylvan In-Home Tutoring. Now you can give your child a private in-home tutor who's screened by Sylvan and perfectly matched to your child. Call 1-800-EDUCATE and bring everything you trust about Sylvan right to your home or location of your choice. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
Feel energized and invigorated. Visit the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue in Denver, your source for anti-aging, cellulite, inner disease prevention. Call today at 303-777-2555 to take advantage of their special limited time offer of $10 off all services. Remove, restore, and rejuvenate at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit www.wellnessonfifth.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount of $10 off any service.
7:23, 23 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And my friends at Rocky's Autos, there's no better place to get an automobile. Mary and I, celebrating 1 year of buying our car, which has been marvelous through the winter and gets great gas mileage and has been one of the best cars we've ever bought. There are over 600 vehicles on the lot of Rockies, clean, late model, used vehicles, and even the 07s are there. And they get their matching down incentive, where you put down $1,500, and they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. What do they got out there? They got everything. You name it, they got it. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. The list just goes on and on. Mercedes, Jaguar, I mean, everything. Everything you can think of, they've got it. And somewhere there is a vehicle for you. And one of the reasons why they do so well is because they understand that you got to treat folks right. and they got good people working out there who are passionate about getting you the kind of car and the kind of deal that you're really looking for. Go out there and see Tom and Marv Alshire. My buds, the Alshire brothers, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, anybody you see out there, Johnny Mays. I mean, they're all good people at Jim Monroe, and they work really, 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 really hard. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. My friends at Rockies wrote the book on how to treat customers. And once you go out there, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Do your joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right, one free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-900-2217.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Officials at the White House are saying they have hazy memories over the U.S. attorney firings. We'll bring you the fallout. We are starting year 5 of the war in Iraq, and the troop buildup continues. We'll talk about the House vote coming up, and CNN's Ed Henry joins us to give us the latest from Capitol Hill. We'll have your calls and the latest news on The Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
26 minutes after 7, decreasing clouds, high today 61. Good morning. Thanks for being here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. All right, here it is. Let me read you this thing from Fortune and see what you think. One of my best employees, who was an Army reservist, shipped out to Iraq about a year and a half ago. We are a small shop, 8 people including me, and I had to hire someone to replace him. Now he is home, and he wants his old job back, even though because of a spinal injury, he isn't physically able to do the work he did before, installing boilers. How do I handle this? And this is from a guy in Narrowsburg, New York, where Narrowsburg, New York is. And the answer from Fortune is, every once in a while, and not just every April the 15th, Uncle Sam expects us to step up and do something for our country. This may be one of those times. According to the Federal Uniformed Services Employment and Redeployment Act, Rights Act, an employer, no matter how small, must rehire returning veterans either into jobs they had before or, thanks to the statute's so-called escalator provision, into more senior positions they would have attained had they not been called to active duty. If your former employee were still physically able to do his old job, you'd have to give it to him and let the new worker go. It's a harsh result of the replacement hire, notes Matthew Gilligan, a partner in a law firm, Alston & Byrd in Atlanta. But because the law requires it, you or your firm would incur no liability. Because this injured veteran can no longer perform his old job, it gets a little trickier. The law obliges you find a job he can handle and give him that one again, even if it means you have to reassign or sack whoever's doing it now. What if there was no such job? Do your best to create one. Okay, do you agree with this? Do you think that this law is right? Do you think if somebody goes off to war, if they're a reservist, a National Guardsman, well, a National Guardswoman, whatever the case may be, and then they come back, and they go back and apply for their old job, and their employer says, well, I needed somebody to do it. You weren't here. You've been gone for X amount of time. I gave the job to so-and-so. Now what do you want me to do? You want me to turn around and fire them? You want me to lay them off? What do you think about that? Now, most of us know, and I think most of us morally would say, that, yeah, they ought to get their job back. But I think most of us know, particularly those of you out there that run businesses, you know that if you're a small business, 8, 10, 10 employees, 7, 5, that it's not so easy to turn around and create a position. That's not an easy thing to do. But on the other hand, don't we have an obligation to men and women who go off and fight for us? Who go off and do what their country asks? Don't we have an obligation that when they come home, that we assist them not only in health care, but transitioning to life on the home front? And that means that the job that they were yanked out of, shouldn't they be able to get that job back again? And this comes into a real touchy area here. Because not only is this emotional because we're talking about veterans, but it's also emotional because what we're talking about is we're talking about government compelling the private sector to do something, and that idea runs 100% against what a lot of people feel. I don't happen to be one of them, but there are a lot of people out there who feel that way. Do we want to go to him
right now?
Yeah, why not? On the line, Congressman Ed Perlmutter from the 7th. Hi, Congressman.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
What are you up to?
I just dropped one of my daughters off at school, and then I'm going to go to a press conference on renewable energy with Governor Ritter and Senator Salazar down at the Capitol, and then go back to Washington later this morning.
You are the best.
I don't know about that, but I wanted to just sort of give my two cents on your question about the rehiring the National Guard. I feel that, you know, that's a responsibility of our country, that if we're sending our men and women over to fight, that, you know, they should return to a job. Now, you know, which begs the real question, which is, you know, when we send our National Guard into battle in Iraq or other places, do we expect them to return again and again and again? And how long are these, battles going to be? And, that's another question. But I think that the main question you were asking about, sort of the harsh result of them coming back and replacing somebody who's been, you know, working for a company for a couple of years or 3 years, that's tough. But, that's a tough result, but I think it's the right result.
Yeah. You know what? I do, too. But I also understand, too, that it's rough to go to somebody who has a small business and they only have, like, 5 or 6, you know, maybe 8 employees like this guy does, who wrote this letter into Fortune, and go to them and say, okay, if the guy can't do the job because he has a physical injury, then what you got to do is you got to create a position. And as you know as well as I do, while I agree with the idea of this, you know as well as I do that for many small business people, I mean, it's tight. It's hard.
Yeah. When you add an injury and something that makes the returning vet incapable of doing his or her original job, you know, that makes it tougher on everybody. Obviously, the vet would not like to be injured and would like to be returning in the same shape that he or she left. But, it's tough on the small business. And maybe there are some things we can do with this law that would assist them while making sure that the veterans are treated with honor and dignity when they return and that jobs are available when they return.
Yeah, I think that's the solution. I think that actually, as well as having this law, I think you got to get in the position where we have to help out people in small business. But bottom line is, you're right. We have to treat them with honor and dignity, and we have to help them transition back into life here. And we have to make sure that they have employment.
Right. Well, and, you know, the other thing we've got to take a good look at is we've had, you know, we've been calling up our National Guard for 4 years now, or a little more than that with respect to Iraq. And at some point, you know, we have most of our National Guard equipment is in Iraq. Most of our troops, National Guard troops, or a big portion of them, are in Iraq. And they, the National Guards, one of their primary duties, if not the primary duty, is protecting and defending America and responding to natural disasters and things. And we're very, you know, I mean, our ability to respond to those kinds of things is so thin right now. And, I mean, we've got to take a good look at that. And I'm going to, you know, I'm on the Homeland Security Committee, and I want to make sure that the backbone of Homeland Security isn't so weakened by what's going on in Iraq that that our men and women can't respond if something were to happen here.
Yeah, very good. Very, very good point. Very quickly, before I run out of time, we're going on the we're going to start in our fifth year in Iraq.
Yes.
Most of us, I mean, the American public overwhelmingly wants this to end. When do you think we're going to get the troops home?
Well, when I was out on the campaign trail, I wanted it to, if it wasn't earlier, I wanted it by the spring of 08. And I know that under the proposal we have in Congress, redeployment is to begin at the beginning of 08. Whether everybody is out or we've reduced our troops by the spring or early summer remains to be seen. We've got a big vote on Iraq this week. And there's some, you know, within the Democratic caucus on the more conservative side that think the proposal that's on the table has too strict a time. There are some on the left that think it's, you know, not tight enough. So, you know, leadership is trying to hold everybody together. I think we're going to get a vote on it this week, and I'm feeling, you know, pretty positive about it. But this is going to be an interesting week.
All right. Congressman, thank you so much once again for your time. We urge everybody to visit your website, and because I know you're the type of person who loves to hear from your constituents and everybody else, and you're welcome to be on here anytime. I'm so glad you called this morning. I'm honored to have you on, and you're just an all-around good guy.
Well, thanks, and we are. Our congressional website should be, you know, in really good shape by the end of this week. We've been working on it for the last month. And then the campaign website, I got to go back and see where we are on that thing. I think we need to update it. So, because I'm going to start, you know, I'm raising money and I'm working hard to be in good shape early in this campaign season. So.
Well, you know what? That reminds me, I got to make a visit over there and contribute some money. Thanks for being on.
All right, thanks, Jay. I'll see you.
All right, we love you. All right, there's Congressman Ed Perlmutter from the 7th Congressional District. We'll take your calls about this subject, about the government compelling small businesses. Now, I'm not talking about large corporations to hire returning Iraqi vets and your feelings about this. 303-713-7600. Here's Gina, a little late, but better late than never with the traffic at 737. Gina.
Day. All our normal areas for rush hour delays have definitely kicked in. I expect major traffic jams southbound 25 through Adams County. Again, if you're getting into downtown, thankfully we have no wrecks or stalls along that stretch. Eastbound side of the highway is stacked up, 6th Ave, Boulder Turnpike, Federal toward I-25. 225 pretty heavy now northbound toward Mississippi. And we also have an off-highway crash in Aurora on Colfax. It's in front of the Fitzsimmons, right near Peoria. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, cooler, a little breezy in the afternoon, high of 63. Right now, partly cloudy and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, Colorado. This is Randy Rhodes from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington. Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
You just use it differently, like offices and conference rooms hourly for meetings, professional address services, and a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere, all for about $1 an hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
Being a lasting business is all about building a relationship. It's like building a lasting marriage. You don't lie to each other, and you should never part angry with each other. So at Ralph Champonda, we try and remember how important our relationship with you, our customer, has to be. It's part of the reason why we've been Colorado's number one volume Honda dealership for years. We depend on you to be our walking advertisements, to tell your friends and families that they can always trust us when it comes to purchasing a good car, and to protect them from getting hurt in a very confusing business. Many people haven't purchased from us the first time because they got caught up in the frenzy of the other deal. But I've heard a lot of them say, "We came back because you always told us the truth, and we won't make the same mistake twice." So we're back, and I think that's why we're still here, for people like you. We're your buddy in the car business, Ralph Champonda, one price, one promise, one customer at a time, 5700 South Broadway or at champ.com. Thanks.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four customized offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:41. It's 41 minutes past the hour. Decreasing clouds. High today, 61. So good to hear from the hardest working man in Congress, Congressman Ed Perlmutter from the 7th Congressional District. Yeah, John's laughing. We love him. He's just a great guy. You guys in the 7th District, man, you guys are lucky. Get over to his website, contribute some money. We got to keep this guy in Congress. And unfortunately, the way politics work today, you got to start early. Hey, must I rehire an Iraq vet? That's what we're talking about. And let's go to Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing? Let me switch off speakerphone so it doesn't sound so weird.
Okay.
All right. Well, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you this Monday morning?
I'm doing all right. Going back to work, and everything's going good.
Cool.
And it's a nice day.
Yeah, it is a nice day today.
That's the best thing about it. I was just calling about the small businesses. Back during the first Gulf War, I was actually an active reservist in the Marines, and I got called up, and I knew I was going to have to come back, but I worked for a small gas station, a privately owned one, and he just had himself and his daughter and his son and his wife all work there, and I was just the extra help. And I resigned my position because I knew that whole you have to hire me back, and I didn't want him to have to train somebody and then come back and take a friend of mine's job away from him just because I'm back.
Mm.
I personally think it's more of a duty of the soldier. I mean, the opportunity should be there for them to be able to get their job back, but it should be really the conscience of the soldier, because I gave up my position because I didn't want to have him honored to hire another person, because I knew he wouldn't be able to afford two, and he probably wouldn't want to just fire somebody, but he would try and struggle hard enough to do, you know, he would struggle to keep both people working.
What did you end up doing? Did you end up getting another job, or what happened?
Well, I got called up, got put on the plane, was gone for about 4 hours, came right back, got off the plane, and I had no job, because they didn't, they just kind of shocked my unit into being into readiness. But they didn't tell any of the troops that they weren't really being ready. Great going away party. Had a great coming back party the next day. But it was really hard to get a job after that. Being on being a reservist, nobody wanted to hire me because they were all afraid I'd get called up right after they got done training me. So I lived in my car for about 3 months until my lovely wife, her father at the time, she was my girlfriend, called me in and said, hey, you need to sleep on this couch until we can find you a job.
Oh, wow. Well, all right, so let me go back to the beginning here. So
okay.
So you believe that if somebody knows they're going to be gone for deployment, and you know people are going back time and time again, as the congressman pointed out, you think they should go to their employer, particularly if their employer is a small business? You think you should go to them and say, well, okay, look, I know what the story is, so I don't expect you to hire me back, or do you believe that they should be compelled to hire them back?
Well, it all depends on the type of employer. If you're my employer, like I said, he would have hired me back gladly because he was a good man, and he did a good job trying to keep his business running as well. Nice to the community. But you go up to your employer beforehand and you state something like this, and they get all bent out of shape because of it, then they're not really somebody you should probably work for in the first place. Good employers are going to try and hire their good employees back, whether they get called up to active duty or not. It's hard to make a rule or a standing because when you make a rule for one person, you end up hurting another. And it's just, I really don't know what the opinion was. I knew it really hurt me. It really hurt me because I couldn't find a job after I quit. But I'm the one that made that choice. I made that choice, and my employer didn't have to.
Maybe we should form, maybe what we should do is we should form a special employment commission or agency or something that is only for vets, nobody else.
Yeah, that would be excellent.
To help them get jobs when they return, if they end up in the situation like you ended up in, because you shouldn't have been living in your car for 3 months, man.
No, but at least it was summer. I mean, I'm not complaining about where I was after the fact, but that idea is an excellent idea. There's so many people that joined the service right out of high school. They didn't have jobs, so they come out, they don't have jobs still, and they have to try and rework themselves. And an agency that would just help military people find work, that would be great. I think that's a pretty good commission.
I think it'd be a great idea, too, because really, we got to find the money somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
Look in Cheney's back pocket. It's probably there.
Yeah, you're probably right. But, you're being cool because you're not complaining about your situation, and you're not complaining about the fact that you lived in your car for 3 months, but you have to admit to me, and I think you would, that that's not the way it should be.
No, you're right. It was a difficult time. I didn't complain because I was a Marine and it was summer and I had a tent and I had a car and I had things that I could do. If I really had to, I probably could have gone back to my parents' house and knocked on the door and said, let me sleep here. But I was trying to be the man thing and do it on my own. There's other people that can't quite do that. They don't have the means or the patience to live under a tent, for 3 months.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a lot of people out there that do need help, and they need the help when they come back because they go from high school to war to nothing, and they don't understand what happened in between.
Yep, that's exactly right. Hey, Darren, thanks for your service to the country. Thanks for the call, man. And you know what? Sneak away from work and get out and enjoy the day a little bit.
Hey, I'm driving with my windows down most of the day, so I'm happy.
You're the best. Talk to you later.
Thanks for your service. Talk to you later.
You got it.
Bye.
All right. Can we go to Dick? All right, we'll pick Dick up on the other side. Dick, hang on. 7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Pretty sluggish conditions now on eastbound arteries. Boulder Turnpike solid, all lanes from 104th into the city. And you really hit that really slow snag, of course, around Federal. Heavy as well eastbound 6th out of Lakewood, Sheridan toward I-25. And into the heat of the rush now on both eastbound I-70 out of Reet Ridge and eastbound C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Also watch out for a piece of carpet in the roadway. It's on the westbound side of the turnpike right near Table Mesa. Only wrecks still work in 64th and Sheridan and on Colfax between Peoria and 225. Weather today, partly cloudy and cooler, high of 63. Currently partly cloudy and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at relaxtheback.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
100-768-6113.
Sarah, did you do all the chores I asked?
Yes.
It looks like somebody forgot to vacuum the $300.13. And is that how you treat your 47 greenbacks?
I'll pick them up.
And just look at this dust that's caked on the $28 over on the credenza.
Jeffrey was going to do that, and I hand-washed $1,000 we only use once a year.
That reminds me, did you thank Grandma for the 212 clam she knitted?
Mom, I promise to do all my chores next week.
You need to spend less time staring at that $842, young lady.
You have more money lying around the house than you realize. Play the eBay What's It Worth game and see the value of your stuff. You'll have a chance to win a $100 eBay gift certificate. First-time sellers receive 3 free eBay listings, and the U.S. Postal Service makes it easier than ever. Get free boxes, online postage printing, even schedule free package pickup. Whatever it is, you can sell it on eBay.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes runs March 15th through March 24th, 2007, during which time insertion fees only are waived for the first 3 listings. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older who are registered members of eBay.com.
At Check & Go, we have millions of satisfied customers.
And more than 10 years in business.
And you can get up to $1,000 at Check & Go.
There are a number of great reasons to visit Check & Go. The process is quick and easy, with no hassles. Put the numbers to work for you. Visit CheckNGO.com for terms, store locations, or to get a loan online. That's CheckNGO.com. Or call 1-800-561-CASH to speak to an associate 24/7. See website for additional disclosures and licensing information.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply
the square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about 1 business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 752, 52 minutes after the hour. Decreasing clouds, high today 61. Must I hire an Iraq? Must I hire an Iraqi vet? We're talking about this as we get ready to enter into the 5th year of the war. A small business owner wonders whether he's obligated to take back a former employee who returned from Iraq with an injury, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about National Guards, reservists, who come back and then try to integrate back into life. And what do you do, particularly if you're a small business, and you show up, and they give your job to somebody else, particularly in this case, the guy is injured. Let's go to Dick in Fort Collins. Dick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. I disagree with Perlmutter. I think, first of all, we have to remember who sent these people to Iraq. I didn't. You didn't. It was our politicians. Our politicians sent them there. Secondly, have our politicians come up with a definition of what is a small business? No, they haven't. When the SBA hands out loans, the largest multinational corporations get the money.
Well, look who's running it.
What?
I said, look who's running it. What would you expect? They're always going to, you know, this administration and its cronies hand out money to their friends.
Well, let's at least come up with a definition. What's a small business? I think, no.
Well, the definition, the definition of what a small business is, though, in all fairness, it may be there in the act. I have to go look it up.
No, I don't think it is. And I think that the big multinational corporations, they're the ones that should bear this burden if anybody has to bear it. But the guys like Perlmutter, they're not going to put on him because they're the people that
donate. Wait a minute. Stop. Stop a second.
Re-elected.
Stop a second. Hold on a minute. First of all, use some common sense. Most people who leave their jobs and then get deployed to Iraq, they probably, I would say 99.5% of them, probably would like to come back and probably would like to get their old job or get a job in the community where they live. So these big multinational corporations that you're screaming about, chances are they're not involved or do not have employment in those communities. Take time out to go look at the obits. They run every single day in the New York Times. Go see where those people who go over there and die, see where they're from. They're not from big cities. They're from rural America. That's number one. Number two, stop attacking Congressman Ed Perlmutter because you've never talked to him about this. You don't know one way or the other how he feels, and you're being unfair. Now, you wouldn't want it if I did it to you, would you? If I started attacking you over something without knowing how you felt, would you think that'd be fair?
No, of course not.
All right, then control your anger and your rage and focus it out on the right people instead of being irrational and making a fool out of yourself.
I think there are big multinational farms all over the United States. There are huge farms.
Well, you think, but you don't know. I mean, you take, for instance, where my wife comes from. Let's talk about that. Little teeny town. New Albany, Mississippi. Okay? A lot of little small businesses there, but multinational farms don't know. And chances are the people who are working on those farms usually are not paid very well, and they're usually not jobs that the local citizens can go get, and they usually use, unless they get busted, they usually use immigrant or illegal undocumented workers to work on those farms.
Okay, Jay, look, maybe I was a little extreme, but my point is the politicians have caused this war. The politicians are sending the people over there. Now, are they going to shift the burden onto small businesses to take care of the problems of the people who have lost their jobs? That's really my point. And you can beat me up. You're really good at that, and I can't defend myself.
I'm not beating you up. I'm not beating you up. I'm pointing out where you're being irrational, and I also want to point out to you that Congressman Ed Perlmutter said that we ought to figure out a way to help small businesses and also help vets reintegrate into life and in the United States. And that's not what the picture you were painting, my friend.
Well, what does he mean by we? Does he mean
us? The United States government, the Congress, the American taxpayer, you, me, and everybody. Don't you think that that's a fair statement?
No, I don't think so, because I really don't think the taxpayers have caused this war. I think we're against it.
Well, you know what? That's true for a lot of us, but you better go check the poll numbers. That's not true 4 years ago. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Yeah,
you're welcome
to
call anytime.
Okay.
All right. We'll continue.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
AM 760
and HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington, where in a few moments the Supreme Court takes up a case that tests the limits of student free speech. Was it wrong for a Juneau, Alaska principal to suspend a student for displaying a banner that said, "Bong hits for Jesus," across the street from the high school? Yes, argues John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute.
What we've seen is schools overextending their power over students through zero tolerance policies, and what's happened is it's completely decimated our First Amendment.
To National School Boards Association lawyer Francisco Negron, the key question is, why should the principal have to face a lawsuit here?
We think it's rather severe to punish them personally for just acting in good faith and doing their job.
A ruling is expected by summertime. I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington.
And I'm Dave Barrett in New York. Uncle Sam wants to keep his eye on you. Surveillance cameras may be set up at military recruiting stations to ensure that recruits do not get outrageous promises. Other misconduct might include giving cash incentives to an enlistee. At the National Defense University in D.C., Professor Alan Grotman does not favor installing cameras.
Violating people's privacy is, I think, never the way to do anything.
With the Army and Marines hoping to raise their numbers by 92,000 over 5 years, there is pressure on recruiters, but Grotman counters,
if the pressure were relaxed, then there would be many fewer violations of the standards.
This will be a campaign unlike any other in history.
The blasts and the bottom line were heard 4 years ago. That's when the U.S. went to war in Iraq. Now more than 130,000 American forces remain there. More than 3,000 have died. In Baghdad, correspondent Alan Pizzi says life is not easy for Iraqis after their liberation from Saddam Hussein.
Imagine flipping the light switch and having it work only 6 hours a day. That's the daily power ration for much of this city. Next time you complain about the price of gas, picture waiting in line all day to fill up and then selling half your tank on the black market to get a little money, which is what many Iraqis have to do, even though they sit on the world's third largest oil reserve.
The president discusses Iraq an hour and a half from now at the White House. Mr. Bush will talk about sacrifices made, and according to spokesman Tony Snow, he will say the Democrats' plan for the way forward would forfeit sacrifices made by troops in the field. Several car bombs went off in Kirkuk, killing a dozen people, wounding about 54 others. Someone put a bomb in a plastic bag, left it in a Shiite mosque, 8 dead in Baghdad, 25 others hurt. He directed Paul Newman in this hot, stifling 1967 movie classic.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Cool Hand Luke. Paul Newman said director Stuart Rosenberg was as good as anybody I ever worked with. Rosenberg suffered a heart attack at home in Beverly Hills. He has died at age 79. Wall Street to start the week. The Dow is up 70 points. This is CBS News.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama says the United States needs a better health care system, better education, and a better energy policy. Oh, yeah, and to get out of Iraq.
I am proud that I was against this war in Iraq from the start, from 2002, that I stood up in front of 3,000 people and said... This is a bad idea.
At a big fundraiser in Denver yesterday, Obama also acknowledged critics who say he lacks experience at the national level.
It's true I haven't been in Washington long enough, but I want you guys to know I've been in Washington long enough to know that Washington needs to change.
Pollster Floyd Cerulli says Obama's trying to raise as much cash as he can because upcoming campaign finance reporting deadlines will be a major indicator of who's leading in the campaign. Dozens of Colorado residents expected at the federal courthouse in Denver this morning for jury selection in the insider trading trial of former Quest CEO Joe Nocio. No word on how long it'll take to seat 12 jurors and 6 alternates. The complex trial's expected to last up to 2 months. And state lawmakers will try again this week to pass a bill allowing police to pull over drivers for not wearing seat belts. Under current law, drivers and passengers can be ticketed, but only if they're pulled over for another offense. Democrat Joe Rice of Littleton says the Senate bill will save 30 to 50 lives a year across the state. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Heavy traffic just about wherever you are, but still no major traffic jams. Free of collision hotspots on the highways. I-25, of course, southbound, full either side of I-70. It's starting to drag now down as you make your way through the bridges. You can expect heavy delays as well, both sides of 225 through Aurora and eastbound C-470, Santa Fe to Yosemite. Having increased security wait time at DIA, right now you can expect at least 25 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy and cooler, breezy in the afternoon and a high of 63. Tonight, windy, then clearing and calm with a low of 38. Currently, partly cloudy, 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
From tires to vehicle diagnostics, stop in and get outstanding service during Nissan's national sales race. The tools, the technology, the technicians. Genuine Nissan service and parts. See your Nissan dealer today.
It's Tom Hartman.
On the next Tom Hartman program, Richard Viguerie is here on his new book,
Conservatives Betrayed, How George W. Bush and Other Big Government Republicans Hijacked the Conservative Cause.
As if there was a conservative cause to be hijacked.
The continuing saga also of the Gonzalez Purge Gate, that and the best of the rest of the news, and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Pick up your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
This is Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Decreasing clouds today, and it didn't look very cloudy out there at all to me. And a high today of 61. You've got to love this weather. Tomorrow it's going to get up to 72, but watch out. We do have precipitation in the forecast Wednesday, Thursday night, and also on Friday. All right. It's good to have you along. You can instant message us at am760.net. Get podcasts of the show there as well if you missed the first hour or the second hour with Richard Wolf, who is the Newsweek's senior White House correspondent and a guy who is just a really keen observer as to what's going on. So that was in the first hour, if you missed that. And then we were also talking about the idea of hiring Iraq vets. I almost feel compelled at some point to get back to that, too, as we're looking now at going into the fifth year of the war. One of the components of what has gone on has been Guantanamo, which is something that really upsets me. And we're going to talk to Aziz Hook, who represents some people being held in Guantanamo and is director of the Brennan Center for Justice, Liberty, and National Security Project, which does litigation on presidential detention and policy work on presidential power and congressional oversight. Before joining the Brennan Center, Mr. Hook clerked for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg during the October 2003 term of the Supreme Court of the United States, and for Judge Robert D. Sack of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. His brand-new book coming out this week is called Unchecked and Unbalanced, Presidential Power in a Time of Terror. And Aziz, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you on.
It's great to be on.
this is something that really, to me, is a disgrace to the United States. It's a double standard. It's an example of us saying one thing to the world, even to the Iraqi people, and people in the East, but then turning around and doing something else. And this is the idea of holding people at Guantanamo and not allowing them to have due process and holding these secret military tribunals. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think that a good way of understanding this is that there's two separate things that have really gone wrong here. And one is around the question of who has been picked up by the United States and held. And the second is the question of how we have treated those people once they've been detained. Now, rather than picking up a small number of people who've in fact been involved in hostilities against the United States, and traditionally as a matter of the practice and the laws of war, America is perfectly entitled to do that. Rather than picking up that small group of people, what's happened is you've seen a series of dragnet approaches that have seen people picked up not just off the battlefield in Afghanistan, but snatched off streets in Pakistan, places as far afield as Bosnia, Ghana, and Gambia, and brought to Guantanamo Bay. We have a very, very broad class of people who've been picked up and then detained without any form of adequate, independent review of why they're being held, what the facts are, and what the legal basis for their detention is. And that problem of a too big class of people being detained is compounded. It's made worse by the conditions and the interrogation procedures that we now know an awful lot about being used in Guantanamo and in the military and CIA sites that have been dotted around the world and documented by Canadian authorities, by a recent report by the European Parliament, and also in prisons that are being run by American allies, Syria and Egypt, who are holding people at the apparent bequest of the United States.
And torturing them.
And, as you say, torturing them. That's absolutely right. So this is a very complicated problem with a bunch of different parts. Now, you know, I think Guantanamo, as you say, has become really the most public and the most notorious symbol of this set of problems about detention, about torture, about the absence of due process. It's become a symbol that's notorious around the world, and it's a symbol that if you read the sort of the jihadist literature is referred to. It's a propaganda point for the other side. So what Guantanamo has become is a needless, almost a running sore in the public efforts of the United States, which are very important from a security perspective, just as much as they are from a perspective of sort of our national integrity and our commitment to civil liberties and the rights of people who are innocent. So even if... Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. You want to make a point. Even if...
Even if... And what the government says is, look, there are people at Guantanamo who we picked up on a battlefield, and we're entitled to hold them as a matter of the laws of war. The problem is that may be true for a small number of people, but Guantanamo contains a lot more people than that, and it's become this public symbol of all that is wrong with U.S. policy. So I think where we stand today on Guantanamo is that even if there was some lawful basis for holding some of the people in Guantanamo, that site has become a symbol of globally known embarrassment for the United States, a symbol of all that's gone wrong with national security policy over the last 5 years, the way that it's been misdirected, the way that it's been used against people who really present no threat to the United States. And like the prison island that South Africa ran in the apartheid era, Robeson Island, it's a symbol that should be shut down because that would send such a powerful message to the rest of the world about America's commitment to due process and fairness as fundamental and non-negotiable values. It would send a symbol about what America stands for in the world, much more powerful than anything that we can practically do now in the disaster that's Iraq.
8:15, 50 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Have Aziz Hook on the line. He represents people being held in Guantanamo and is director of the Brennan Center for Justice and Liberty and the National Security Project, which does litigation on presidential detention and policy work. How horrified would the American public be if they could ever get an honest-to-goodness inside look at Guantanamo?
I think the American public would be mortified, deeply, deeply ashen at the kind of treatment that is being meted out at Guantanamo. And I think that they would be even more troubled by the fact that we have been outsourcing torture. We've been co-opting our allies in countries in the Middle East to use those techniques that even at Guantanamo and places of its ilk, we've been unwilling to engage in. So we know that there are people who've been beaten, electrocuted, subjected to psychological torture, subjected to things like fake burials in countries like Syria and Egypt. So this is really the sort of the worst of all possible worlds. It's the worst kinds of degrading and brutalizing torture. And it's also an act that is deeply hypocritical, the fact that we are willing as a country to ship off people for this kind of treatment, I think, is very, very disturbing.
Democrats have given up on their efforts to shut Guantanamo. That's deeply disappointing.
Well, I think it's a little too early to say that Democrats have given up on those efforts. I think that where we are today, a few months after the Democratic victory on Capitol Hill, is you have the Democrats really grappling with this hard question of Iraq, and that's where a lot of their energies are going, and I can see that that's going to happen for some time. But at the same time, what we need to see occur is real hearings, is real investigative hearings with the issuance of subpoenas, with meaningful testimony about, as you say, what exactly has been going on at Guantanamo? What exactly has been going on at all of the CIA black sites around the world? How exactly have we been cooperating with the Mukhabarat, the secret intelligence services of Middle Eastern countries? Once those facts start coming out in hearings, once the American public starts to know what's being done in its name, I think that the pressure, the political valence of dealing with these problems in a meaningful way will change quite dramatically. Once you know the facts, the policy options become very, very different.
I've had people tell me who have dealings with prisoners there that we're holding kids.
There are a couple of detainees at Guantanamo who are not adults. They were picked up at the time they were 13, 14, 15. Now, my understanding is that all but one of those have been removed from Guantanamo and transferred to other, either released to other countries. I think that the really the real area or the real place where that's a concern is a site called Bagram, which is a U.S. base that's just north of Kabul in Afghanistan, which we know holds upwards of 500 prisoners and has been, since the Supreme Court's decision in 2004, has been the kind of place where new prisoners have been diverted to rather than Guantanamo Bay. And there's simply very little knowledge about who is at Bagram and how old they are. It's also obviously an enormous issue in the detention sites that are spread across Iraq, because you've seen sort of across 2004, 2005, and even 2006, an approach to addressing the insurgency in Iraq that involves mass arrests, and that's involved arrests of many people who are underage, which is problematic not just because it involves lots of people, it involves people who are underage and who are therefore not properly eligible for being locked up, but because in the long run what it's done is foster the insurgency.
All right, before we run out of time here, I want to jump subjects with you really quickly, because I know you've written about this too, and you do have a legal background. What's your take on Alberto Gonzalez?
Well, I've never met Mr. Gonzalez, but I think that the current scandal, the current attention that's being paid to this question of how Mr. Gonzalez was involved in the replacement of 8 U.S. attorneys has cast one pinpoint of light on a much broader problem, and that's the problem of taking law and taking government lawyers and turning them away from their traditional role, which has been defending the Constitution, serving government impartially, and transforming government lawyers into consiglieres, into people who serve the very narrowly conceived partisan goals of a particular administration, a particular president. And one of the things that I try and do in the book that you mentioned, Unchecked and Unbalanced, is to show that there's been an idea about an executive, a president, a White House, that stands above the law. And that's an idea that started to germinate in the late 1970s after Watergate among a group of neoconservatives, particularly Dick Cheney. And that's an idea that's been fostered throughout the late 70s, throughout the 80s, and has really come to fruition in the Bush Justice Department and in the figures of people like Alberto Gonzalez and John Yoo. And it's that idea, this idea of somebody who stands above the law and who can use the instruments of government, not just to make the nation safer, but but for very narrow partisan gain, that is very troubling. And it's an idea that has played out in the scandal over legal documents authorizing torture. It's a scandal that's played out in the ouster from the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division of attorneys who were committed to protecting the voting rights of people of color, and now it's playing out in this issue of prosecutors and who is a prosecutor and who is being appointed and dismissed as a prosecutor. But it's all part of the same problem, the problem of a White House that thinks that it stands above the law and thinks that it can use its powers not just for keeping the nation safer, as prosecutors should be doing, but for partisan gain.
Yeah, well, you know, they've turned everything political, and they have been for the last 6 years. Aziz, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. For those of us that are concerned about what goes on at Guantanamo and what goes on with the abuses of people being held there, Bagram, and at these so-called black sites, what can we do about this?
I think that you can write, at very least, and this is. You know, a relatively small thing. One of is that you can write to your congresspeople and senators and explain how angry you are about these things. Explain that when you turn on the TV, when you read about these things, this is not the America that you believe in. This is not how you think America should conduct itself. It's not making the nation safer. And that what you want is a return to the ideals of that are deeply entrenched in the Constitution, ideas about due process, ideas about the checks and balances, and that at least for Guantanamo, what that means today is that they need to hold hearings, they need to figure out who is there properly, who is there improperly, and they need to fix that problem. They need to pay some serious attention to what needs to be done there.
I would agree 100%. Thanks for being on the show. Appreciate
it. Thank you for
having me. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Take care.
All right, there's Azeez Hook. He's director of the Liberty and National Security Project at the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU School of Law. You can go to brennancenter.org to find out more information. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I run my own company, run my household, and run my kids around town. When do I relax? When I'm sleeping. All the stress and worries of the day melt away when I sink into my Tempur-Pedic mattress. It perfectly contours to my body and relieves those painful pressure points. I wake up refreshed and ready to start running all over again.
Sleep away your stress with Tempur-Pedic. Call 1-800-807-7011 for free information and a no-obligation 90-day trial certificate. Call 1-800-807-7011. That's 1-800-807-7011.
Still deliver that crash cleanup 64th at Sheridan. Weather today, partly cloudy, cooler with some breezes in the afternoon and a high of 63. Currently partly cloudy and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of your local Denver Metro Toyota service centers. They have locations, hours, and services that make it convenient, all to help you keep your Toyota moving forward.
Do you need someone in your corner to help with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate this Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean will be talking with Pete McCann, Vice President of Denver-based IXG, about 1031 tax-deferred exchanges. Call Sean to learn more at 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here on AM 760 from noon to 1 this Saturday.
Your credit card company is making a fortune off you. They're getting rich. You're getting screwed. We're Debt Set, and we're here to do something about it. If you have credit card debt, call now for free information that reveals how you can get debt-free. Discover the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know before you pay them another cent. For free information, call 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144.
Feel energized and invigorated. Visit the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue in Denver, your source for anti-aging, cellulite, inner cleansing, and disease prevention. Call today at 303-777-2555 to take advantage of their special limited-time offer of $10 off all services. Remove, restore, and rejuvenate at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit www.wellnessonfifth.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount of $10 off any service.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
It's Tom Hartman.
On the next Tom Hartman program, Richard Viguerie is here on his new book,
Conservatives Betrayed, How George W. Bush and Other Big Government Republicans Hijacked the Conservative Cause.
As if there was a conservative cause to be hijacked. The continuing saga also of the Gonzalez Purge Gate. That and the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
828, 28 minutes after 8, decreasing clouds, high today 61. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you joining us on this fabulous-looking Monday with a high today. Did I already say it was going to be 61? I think I did. And decreasing clouds. We do have a little precipitation in the forecast later on in the week, but right now it looks really good out there. Here's a an instant message from Tony, who's conservative. I respect his point of view, but I really am puzzled as to why I keep having these ongoing email exchanges with conservatives. And I don't even know, I don't understand why they can't understand my whole point, or the whole point about Guantanamo, and the whole point about these CIA-run black spots and extraordinary rendition and all of these things. Tony says, Jay, if you had to choose, would you rather be in an American POW camp like Gitmo or in one of our enemy's prisons? I take Gitmo. I think we are being overly accommodating to these POWs. Would you rather we let them go so they can return to combat and kill more American GIs? Wait a minute. Isn't it an American principle that you're innocent until proven guilty? A lot of these people being held have never had trials, Tony. Also, do we torture people? Is that okay? Well, we know now we do, but is that an American ideal? Torturing people? And denying people due process? And why do you set up a straw man choice about, well, would you rather be in Guantanamo or would you rather be in an enemy prison? That's not the question here. That's like setting up the straw man argument about Iraq, that either we do what the administration wants us to do or we're cutting and running, we're slow bleeding, we're not supporting the troops, and Bush is going to go back and play that card again here in a couple hours about the troops when he issues his statement on the 4th, now going into the 5th year of the war. I don't understand why it is that we have to get into these kinds of discussions, because that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is the fact that we go to the rest of the world, we say, we stand for human rights. We stand for democracy. We stand for fairness. We stand for due process. And in reality, we don't stand for any of those things. And furthermore, before I go to the traffic, let me say this. We operate in this country under a huge double standard. And you know what that double standard is? Let me tell you what that double standard is. No one in the American public, no one in either political party, no one would tolerate somebody from a foreign power either being involved in our electoral process, either through giving money to candidates, or telling us at the point of a gun what we must and must not do. Yet we feel it's okay to turn around and do exactly that anytime there's a political movement, a political figure that we don't agree with or we don't like. And there was a marvelous documentary that ran on the Sundance Channel about Salvador Allende and this country's actions and Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger's actions in Chile. And this gets back to this whole thing about this deep, dark secret about the things that we have done, which we, the American public, do not want to face up to, and that if you bring it up on the radio, if you bring it up in the media, if you come out in the public and say it, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to get an email and somebody's going to accuse you, because I've had it done before, of being un-American. And that's flat BS. And I would use a different word, but I get fired. which now I come to think about it, wouldn't be too bad of an idea. 8:33, 33 minutes after the hour. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we have several areas for stop and go now. Northbound 25 north of Hamden. Had three cars involved in a crash there. Looks like the backup extending to Yale if you're heading up from the tech center. No wrecks that I can see, but traffic is jammed southbound 225 Parker to I-25, as is eastbound 6. The significant delay there from Wadsworth, again, up to the interstate. Weather today, partly cloudy and cooler, breezy by the afternoon, high of 63. Right now, partly cloudy, 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that saves you on the road can also save you on car insurance. AAA Insurance for auto, home, and life. Call 1-8...
This just in. Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Sheerans. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Use it differently, like offices and conference rooms hourly for meetings, professional address services, and a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere, all for about an hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
8:35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And got to take a minute to talk about my friends at Rocky's Autos. And I talk about them a lot because they are my friends. And it's the best place I know of to get the biggest bang for your buck as far as cars go. I've been talking about this the last couple of weeks. Mary and I are celebrating a year now since we bought our vehicle at Rockies, and it has performed like a top this winter. Plus, on top of that, we've gotten great gas mileage, too. So it's just been great all the way around. I can't remember the last vehicle that we got that Mary was this happy about it. I mean, she loves this vehicle. She loves this car. And you know what? I'd describe it to you on the air, but I don't think it's a very, very wise idea. But we did get it. Rockies. And going on right now at Rockies Autos is their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you've got $3,000 to put towards your next vehicle. They have got the largest selection of clean, late model used vehicles in all of Colorado. They've got everything you can think of, and the 07s are there as well. And you'll find any maker model you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and I'm just scratching the surface here. Good people to deal with, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, Johnny Mays. All of the people there work very, 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 very hard. Over 100 employees. And why are they so successful? Because they know that the way to get you to come back time and time again is simply to treat you right. And then you go tell other people about the deal you got and about how you were treated. And that's one of the reasons why they have been so successful. And they've been that way since 1982. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday at 9 p.m. Visit them on the internet at rockiesautos.com or check them out at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1107.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yes, you reach the president and
minutes past the hour. Neil Young, who, by the way, has got a new acoustic CD out, which is a re-release from 1972, I believe. Or is it 71? Yeah, it's supposed to be fabulous. I took my precious pennies, though, and bought the Ray Price, Willie Nelson, and Merle Haggard double CD instead. But I'll get the Neil Young. I'll get it before it's over with.
Is it a remake of Russ Never Sleeps, Jay? Is that what it is?
I'm trying to figure that out, but I think it is, because Russ Never Sleeps, I believe, was recorded live in 71, but I guess I could go online and look it up.
I don't know. The impression I got out of it was, when I saw it in Rolling Stone, the impression I got was that it was never released. So no one's ever heard it.
I'll do some research and let you know. Also, go to his website, man. His website has got some awesome war stuff up on there right now. I mean, it's like his website is devoted to the war and not to his music and CDs and stuff. It's pretty fabulous.
Yeah, Neil Young is fabulous. He really is. Decrease in clouds today, high of 61. 303-713-7600. I don't know what's up with my throat here this morning. This story's in the Rocky Mountain News, and we talked about this a long time ago. And when I see this stuff, I personally object to it. And the Rapid Transit District, the RTD, is owned and operated by us, by the public. And I think, therefore, since it is, it gives us some input into what the RTD does and doesn't do. It's not like private industry, which would say, we can't have government interference, and you can't regulate us, and you can't infringe on our right of free speech. And this story's in the Rocky, and I really believe that this is important. The Regional Transportation District is considering a request from parents of teens and violent video game ads on buses and trains. Our public transportation network serves more than half the residents of Colorado and is doing them a disservice with its tacit approval for dangerous content in the mature-rated video games that are advertised throughout the system. This is according to George Robinson, who is the chapter director of Parents Television Council, and he told board members this at their February meeting. The complaints began last fall when RTD vehicles carried ads for Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories, which glorifies gang life, the murder of police officers, and violence against women. And critics say that the game spawns violence. The industry and game players say opponents exaggerate their effects. Okay, so which one is it here? Does it exaggerate the effects? Are we exaggerating the effects? Am I being overly sensitive when I see this stuff and I don't like it? And I don't want it on the RTD, because I do think that kids really shouldn't be exposed to this. I really do. And I don't think that the RTD, the Rapid Transit District, or actually the Regional Transportation District, I said Rapid, but it's Regional Transportation District. I don't think the Regional Transportation District should just sell ads to anybody. I don't think that's the case on a taxpayer-supported transportation system. And Grand Theft Auto, Vice City Stories, talks about and gets involved in gang life and shooting at police officers. And at least the time that I saw it, it was pretty violent. And this kind of stuff bothers me. And once again, I'm saying to you that I'm not talking about going to private industry and saying to private industry, you can or cannot do this or that. And I even have mixed feelings about regulating the content of broadcast TV and also radio. Because you can always make the argument, and many people have, and I have before, that don't like what's on television, don't like what's on the radio, don't listen. Now, do broadcast institutions have, well, they don't, but they're supposed to. Are they supposed to have an obligation to the American public? Yes, they are. And none of that stuff is ever enforced. Hardly ever enforced. Because, like most federal agencies, the FCC has been gutted. But if you see these ads on the Regional Transportation District system, you can't turn that off. You can't ignore it. So what do you do if you have a 13- or 14-year-old who rides the bus? Or standing on the street corner and sees it go by? Would you have the same feeling if they were advertising stuff that was well, let me rephrase this. Let me ask this question a different way. Okay, how about this? How about if they're going to take ads from anybody? Okay? Then why not take ads from strip clubs? Religious organizations? What do you think would happen? If you had ads from strip clubs, the religious right would go absolutely insane. They would go crazy. They would get nuts. They would go absolutely berserk. And if you had ads that were proselytizing, regardless of what the religion was, you know that there would be people who would say, and I probably would be one of them, who would say, oh no, not on the public transportation system. And I find it weird that those who are really religious, that they don't have anything to say about stuff like this. Or at least they don't publicly squawk about it. Or how about if you had ads on these transportation on these buses that advertised the Playboy Channel? Or how about adult videos? Or cigarette smoking? Or any of that? Do you think people would get upset? I bet you they would. All right, let's go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
I'm good. But on this, you know, I'm a little too much into the free speech thing to even censor it here. If they're going to sell ads, they should sell them to everybody or not sell them at all. But as far as content, if you're going to censor by content, it can't just be the video game. You can't have ads for The Sopranos. You can't have ads for The Godfather when they re-release the DVDs or whatever. I mean, it's got to be across the board. And so, I mean, that's the other thing about it, is a lot of times something like this comes through with something that's offensive to several people, and they don't take the time to look at by putting the censor in, how are you going to make the censor, you know, equal for everybody? But, you know, where do you draw the lines on offensive?
I think where you draw the line is, and I think where you absolutely draw the line is when it comes to things like The Godfather or The Sopranos, and particularly The Sopranos. I go back to the old case that I've always made, which is that I think that parents need to watch what their kids watch on TV. But when it comes to and that also is true. That's also true with these violent video games. But you know, The Sopranos and The Godfather and those kinds of things, that argument does hold some degree of water. I mean, is the transportation system where it's a bus situation, where it's a train situation, and it's a taxpayer-supported institution as opposed to being private industry, which is what HBO or a movie theater would be, is there a case to be made that parents whose whose tax dollars go to this, that the Rapid Transit District shouldn't just be selling ads to anybody and everybody. Because because the other side of that would be, then would you then think it would be okay for them to have like adult lingerie ads and stuff on there?
You know, that's where I would think it would be fine. I mean, if somebody goes to the Cherry Creek Mall, they're going to see that all over anyway. But I think it's not something I would get rabid about. If that's something that there was a vote put out about, and everybody accepted that RTD had censorship rights on the buses, then fine, because I understand it's not there. I simply would vote the other way.
Well, they do have censorship rights, because they can decide who to sell to and not to sell to. And then the other side of that would be, the other part of that would be that you're talking about video games that talk about gang life, about killing cops, and do you think kids should be exposed to that kind of stuff?
Well, I don't think kids should be exposed to that kind of stuff, but at the same time, I don't think that should be... You're running a real fine line here between when do you say it's the government's job to tell you what you can and cannot see. We're not talking about what you can and cannot do, but we're talking about censorship, and once you lose your information, and once you lose the ability to have unregulated access to opinion and knowledge and even things you consider vile, then you lose your freedom.
Well, yeah, but I think there is some cases that can be made where that kind of a logic doesn't apply, because we're not talking about information. What we're talking about here is we're talking about games or ads that are either rated M for mature or AO for adults only. So you got to ask yourself, do you think that the transportation system should be carrying ads for adult situations? That's basically what I'm asking.
Right, and I still, this might sound a little too out there, but I think that if you're going to sell to somebody, you need to give everybody else equal opportunity to purchase.
I'm not so sure. I totally believe that. But Josh, I thank you, man. I appreciate the call and hope you have a good day.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Okay, take care, pal. 8:51, 51 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, you're still going to find pretty sluggish traffic northbound I-25 between 225 and Yale. That was due to a three-car wreck just north of Hamden. It's in the process of being cleared. Still pretty tough as well on those eastbound routes, eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, eastbound 6, Sheridan toward I-25. And we're looking a lot better now on 225 through Aurora. Definitely heavy traffic, but no significant delays. That wreck finally being cleared now at Sheridan and 64th Avenue. Weather today, partly cloudy skies expected with cooler conditions, breezy by afternoon, high of 63. Tonight, windy in the evening, then clearing and calm with a low of 38. Currently, under partly cloudy skies, it's 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Little things add up. $1.39 here, $10.57 there. Before long, you've spent more than you meant to. And knowing where your money goes...
Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris have been replaced by Xbox and Xbox 360. And your glasses replaced by normal vision. Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, corrective vision is not something far off in the future. It's not a futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase, bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling them 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, C-O-N, Denver.com.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their three Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at relaxtheback.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
One customer at a time, 5700 South Broadway or at chomp.com. Should I say, thanks, Tom?
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
Derek Figueroa, CFO for Denver-based Seattle Fish Company, on why he picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I did a lot of research on executive MBA programs, and CU was the one that came back with the best recommendation. CU's executive MBA allowed me to go back into my company and contribute in key ways that I couldn't have before. It's really paid off. Check it out for yourself.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
The Lumber Guy reminds listeners, recent reports have shown teen drivers at greater risk for fatal accidents. In fact, more American teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way. Over 5,000 per year. Please talk to your kids about safety on the roadways. Caution them about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future driving records. Spell it out for them, because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from The Lumber Guy, your best source for lumber, windows, and building supplies on East 50th Avenue in Denver.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Hey, 56, 56 minutes past the hour, decreasing clouds. High today, 61, AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with the RTD Ways parents please to ban violent video game ads. And I don't think they should be on public transportation either. Here's Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I just did a job for somebody that's been managing with RTD. And she was telling me that they privatized the company, a private company has come in and is running the operations of yeah, busing service now. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I have, but here's the underlying thing about that. The underlying thing about that is there's not a rapid transit district and or a rapid transit system that I know of in the United States of America that makes a profit, and virtually all of them are either state or federally subsidized.
So that's where they make their money? I mean, if a company comes in, what's their incentive for taking it over?
Well, their incentive is the incentive for privatizing is simply to break down those kinds of nets that public employees have had in the past, which is, that they would be civil servants, that you would have, that they would get X amount of vacation, that they would get X amount of benefits. That's number one through privatization. And then the other thing is, their incentive is usually try to sell the district or whatever the case may be, or the state or the city or whatever it is, on the fact that they can run it more efficiently. But I think if you go check, you'll see that there is no, unless I'm greatly wrong, no place I've ever lived do they not get subsidies from the taxpayers because they can't exist on their own. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate the call. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
When you have a family, it's always a good time to buy.
It's a great move-up market.
The interest rates are low.
It didn't make sense for us to spend the same amount of money renting something when we could own it.
Working with a realtor took all the guesswork out.
This is in years in terms of choice.
Interest rates are at historic lows. Home choices have increased and prices are favorable. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
If we didn't buy now, we would have missed the opportunity on this home.
Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. On the fourth anniversary of the Iraq invasion, President Bush has prepared a statement he'll deliver in about half an hour. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, any hints on what Mr. Bush will say?
Yes, Nick, look for him to defend his war strategy while calling for public patience with the revised approach, including the so-called troop surge. Now, this morning, Secretary of State Rice admits the war has become more difficult than the administration expected.
In this last year, the sectarian violence has grown very much worse.
But on the CBS News Early Show, Rice contended the Iraqis are becoming stronger, a stand the president will repeat within the hour. He's also expected to again attack Democratic calls for a troop withdrawal deadline. A spokesman calls that a recipe for failure. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
So the week has begun with new bloodshed in Iraq. The aftermath of a mosque bombing in Baghdad that's left eight people dead, nearly three dozen wounded. To the north, in Kirkuk, a series of blasts has killed at least a dozen people and wounded 37 more. Well, it happened on October the 12th, 2000, the bombing of the USS Cole, leaving 17 American sailors dead. President Bill Clinton made it clear what U.S. intentions were.
We will find out who was responsible and hold them accountable.
Well, a Pentagon transcript released this morning indicates the man long suspected, Waleed Mohammed bin Attash, has confessed not only to the Cole attack, but the devastating 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in Eastern Africa that left 213 people dead. The confession was made, the military says, at a hearing at Guantanamo Bay, where Khalid Sheikh Mohammed last week claimed to have masterminded the 9/11 attacks. The search is on once again for a Boy Scout missing since Saturday in North Carolina's rugged...
armed, wounded. The officers have said they believed one of the suspects was reaching for a gun that was never found.
But it wasn't a Fashion Week runway for Naomi Campbell. This morning, the model reported to a sanitation garage in Manhattan for a week's worth of community service. Campbell will be sweeping and mopping out the garage as her sentence for hurling a cell phone at her maid. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 97. This is CBS News.
Buying a used car can be a roller coaster ride. Are you getting the car you think you're getting, or just being taken for a ride? Listen closely. Honda certified used cars. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus now, you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. Honda certified used cars. Oh, and don't forget, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
This news sponsorship is brought to you by eBay.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama says he may not have a lot of experience in Washington, but he does have experience where it counts.
When it comes to experience, let me describe to you my experience. I've got enough
experience as a community organizer working in neighborhoods and with churches to know that ordinary people can do extraordinary things if they're given an opportunity. I've got that experience.
Obama was campaigning in Colorado yesterday seeking support for his presidential campaign. He told a cheering crowd of hundreds of supporters at a fundraiser in Denver that his critics think he hasn't been in Washington long enough. Obama says he's been there long enough to know that Washington needs to change.
We don't have to be stuck with the world as it is.
Obama says the United States needs a better health care system, better education, and a better energy policy. He also says Uncle Sam needs to get out of Iraq. A state Senate committee set to hear a bill today that would ease restrictions on identity documents. Some lawmakers say current rules are hurting citizens who need driver's licenses and other such papers. And Colorado resorts and others in the ski industry are going green to help offset the pollution that feeds global warming. Global warming, of course, a phenomenon that challenges the resort's very existence with the threat of later snowfalls and earlier snow melts. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, after a fairly calm commute, heavy traffic conditions shaking loose in most areas. Northbound 25 was still dragging a bit due to that crash northbound 25 north of Hamden. We also had a couple of other sluggish spots, including eastbound 6th toward I-25, eastbound C-470. Pretty busy now across Highlands Ranch and the Boulder Turnpike westbound from I-25 into Broomfield. Security wait time at DIA, long 25 minutes this morning. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and cooler, breezy in the afternoon, high of 63. Tonight, we'll get some winds, then it'll clear.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
7 minutes after 9 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk, decreasing clouds, high today 61. We'll open the phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. 303-713-7600. As we're on the fourth, going into the fifth year of our involvement in Iraq, and there's numerous other stories out there as well. There's also Alberto Gate. Did I point out to you? I think I pointed out earlier in the show, and you can get podcasts of this at AM760.net, the U.S. attorney candidate who they wanted to stick in Western Washington for John McKay, who was fired, this guy can't practice law. His license was suspended by the state Supreme Court in August 2003 for failure to pay his bar dues. He was reinstated to the bar in 2005 after paying a small fee, but currently holds an inactive status. How do you nominate somebody like that? Well, if you're incompetent, I suspect it's pretty easy. Let's go to Pat in Fort Collins, who's been hanging on. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good. How's it going with you, Pat?
All right. Hey, I'm really encouraged to hear you talk about the issue of, kids' exposure to violent imagery in places where parents can't control it. Because, I'm a liberal, obviously, I listen to you, and, I do believe that we can, if we want to limit our children's exposure to violent TV shows and everything, that we can monitor what they watch. But a lot of the time, like, for instance, if you're watching sports, which are, rated for everybody, the very violent TV shows with really gory imagery and movies too are advertised, and we have no way to control if a child is watching, you know, basketball, that's perfectly okay. But now, you know, without any warning, you get these imagery that, you know, are harmful. And it's bothered me for a long time. You're absolutely right that if it was, you know, sexual imagery, that there'd be this huge outcry. You know,
people would go crazy.
Oh, yeah, the Janet Jackson incident and everything in the Super Bowl and that ad that was on before the Super Bowl. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before with the Pittsburgh Steelers player.
Well, that was a couple of years ago. There's also a story going around, which we never did, but I had it, that there are libraries across this country that will not allow in the library the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. See, because it's sex.
But Sports Illustrated has a lot of cigarette advertising in it, you know, and that's okay, right? But
right.
It's not okay for a woman to be wearing a bathing
suit. Yeah. A woman wearing a scantily clad bikini is a scandalous proposition as opposed to selling tobacco or having ads on the transit system that advertise Grand Theft Auto Vice City stories. I mean, that's okay. And I'd like to go to those people who always make a big deal about anything having to do with sexuality, sex, or nudity, or the human body, and say, why are you so focused in on that, and you're not focused in on the idea that, as you just said, here's an advertisement for a video game that's rated M for mature or AO for adults only, and you got it in a situation where the average parent can't control their child's exposure to it?
No, well, as a society, we've become desensitized to violence. You know what I mean? And part of the reason that we have been is because of all this around us. You know, just this ambient exposure to all this content. And, you know, people don't think twice about it. And like your first caller who said, oh, well, then you'd have to, you know, limit exposure to The Sopranos, and as if that would be a bad thing. It wouldn't be a bad thing, especially... You know, I have two kids, and I don't believe in censorship, but I do believe that, you know, there is an obligation to make it so that we can make choices. You know,
video games, though, I'm just thinking about what you're saying. Video games, though, are different in a big way from what you would see on television, because video games are interactive. So there you're stealing the car. There you're shooting at the cops. There you're participating in that kind of violence instead of just observing it. And I suppose you could make a case that both are bad. But,
well, you know,
but getting people to participate in it, though, and being interactive, to me, seems a whole lot worse.
Well, there are some... I actually do psychology research, and... There have been some studies now showing that, you know, there are specific areas of the brain that are active when kids are playing these violent games that are, you know, related to reduced inhibitions and things like that. And so I think that you're right. But, you know, there's been literally 30 years of data showing that just exposure to violent television programming is related to aggressive behavior. And... You know, so I think that even with the more passive exposure, that there's a risk, you know, and it's something that, you know, again, I'm a parent, and so I do very definitely limit my children's, you know, television viewing habits. And because I do believe that, you know, what you see on television is influential.
Well, I'm caught in the same kind of quandary that Josh was bringing up about censorship. I'm generally against it. I mean, I can't... Unless... I mean, to me, it's like, okay, does it have any social redeeming value? And if it does, then... Well, that's not even my argument. I'm definitely against it But there's some, there's the idea of putting these ads in a situation where parents can't control what their kids consume, and that it's on something that takes state or federal money, which is taxpayer money, to me, it bothers me. And this whole argument that the media, that television, and to a lesser extent radio, but radio too, that it doesn't influence what people think and do, if that were the case, then nobody would spend the millions and millions of dollars that are spent to buy advertising time during the Super Bowl or numerous other things that are on television. I mean, nobody would do that because it wouldn't have any influence. But we know that advertising has a tremendous, tremendous influence, and it has a bigger influence if it's visual than it does if it's just audio. But even audio advertising has a big influence, and it's had a big influence forever and a day. And I think it raises the question about whether the regional transportation district should sell ads to anybody who comes along and wants to buy them. Because if they started having stuff on there that had sex in it, this community would be in an uproar.
Absolutely. And as I said, it's just, we as a society, we're much more accepting of violence than we are of sexuality, which is a pretty damning statement, I think, about our culture.
Yeah, and I've speculated.
At the end of the day, sexuality is normal, and murder is not, you know.
Yeah, and I've speculated on that for hours on end on the air here as to why it is. And one of these days I would love to ask some of these people on the authoritarian religious right why it is that they have nothing to say about violence, but they can never shut up about sex.
No, it's a very interesting question.
Isn't it kind of weird? And I wonder, well, I've asked about it, and people will call and say, and they'll send me email, and they'll say, well, it comes out of religion, and it comes out of, which is who we're really talking about here. Excuse me. But, you know, it comes out of religion, it comes out of the Bible, it comes out of... But...
Well, thou shalt not kill is one of the commandments. So, that ought to be coming out of religion as well.
But what's worse? Sex or violence?
Well, clearly violence.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you and I are clearly on the same page on this.
Well, what's more... All right, so if we determine that violence... And I love violence, but you know something? I mean, I like it in the movies, and I like it when I watch stuff. But the difference is that I'm an adult, not a teenager, nor am I a child, although some people may think otherwise. And so that's the difference on that part. And then the other part of this is that you're not talking about hurting or maiming people, but my God, there are parents out there who can't talk to their kids about sex. They're ashamed of the human body. God made the human body, right? Isn't that, I mean, it's like the old Lenny Bruce line, if you don't like the human body, then complain to the manufacturer. Wouldn't you say that's it?
Absolutely.
All right, Pat, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Great
Bye-bye.
Call. I mean, anybody want to pick this up? See, I really believe we should turn around and we should say to these people that are authoritarian, right wing religious people like Dobson and the rest of them, okay, you're upset about sex. Well, why aren't you upset about violence? I mean, is the message you're, and this sounds like an extremist statement, and I don't mean it to, but think about this. Does that mean the way you're saying is, you're saying this? You're saying, A, that it is shamefully wrong to see a naked man or woman, but it's okay to, like, beat your wife or your husband. Because, or shoot a person. Because violence is all right, but... nudity is like, oh my God.
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303homeloan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
Question them about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future driving records. Spell it out for them, because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from The Lumber Guy, your best source for lumber, windows, and building supplies on East 50th Avenue in Denver.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Good morning, it's about 9:23, 23 minutes after 9, decreasing clouds, high today 61, AM 760, Progressive Talk, open phones, anything you want to talk about, it's fine, 303-713-7600, let me read some instant messages here. How about this one? This guy sounds pretty angry. Bullcrap, Jay, video games do not cause violent or troublemakers. I played video games growing up, I didn't go out and steal a car. It's the way you were raised. This crap has been going on for centuries, saying that this new thing is corrupting kids. Did you read comics? Back in the day, it was widely reported that kids who read comics would grow up to be drug traffickers and criminals. Did you become a criminal? So get off blaming other things and start recognizing that it's more how you're raised than what you do. Ooh, the terseness of your instant message here, David. I think you're right. I think you do have a point. It is how you're raised. But trying to compare comic books from back in the day and video games from back in the day to what is out now and what, for instance, Grand Theft Auto is, well, I mean, I would be surprised if you became violent from playing Pac-Man or Frogger or what are some, or Pong or Centipede or some of the Galaga or some of the early stuff that they had out. That's number one. Number two, you bet I read comic books back in the day, but the difference is I don't think there was a level of violence in comic books from, say, 1958, 57, 60, 61. They didn't have graphic novels like they've got now. Would you give an 8-year-old or a 7-year-old or a 13-year-old or a 12-year-old say, for instance, a Frank Miller graphic novel of Sin City and go, here, this is approved reading. I want you to check this out. Would you do that? I certainly wouldn't. Would I give it to them when they're 16? Yeah, I might, because at that point they might be capable of understanding that it's fantasy and that that stuff is wrong and that you don't go out and act like that. But to try to take what I consider to be old media and old line standards and then compare it to what goes on today, to me, is two different things. Now, maybe you're younger than I think you are, which in that case, maybe you had experience with video games when they became more developed, and maybe what you're talking about when you're talking about reading comics, you're talking about things like, well, Sin City from Frank Miller and things like that, which I grant you, you do have a point when it comes to how parents raise kids. But I think even if you're the most conscientious parent, the problem is when you get kids in a situation where you can't control the intake of what they get, so you're not able to shield them or even sit down and explain to them what's going on and why certain stuff is appropriate and inappropriate. That's the position that I think would be uncomfortable if I had a 13-year-old or a 12-year-old or 11-year-old or a 10-year-old to be able to explain that stuff to them or to keep that stuff from them. And a good example of that would be my nephew, who Mary and I are very close to, and I talk about him all the time. He just turned 11. Now, would I let him come over to my house and do the following things? Watch television unpoliced. Here, Eli, watch anything you want. Go ahead. Or would I invite him over? Because I got an Xbox 360, which the only thing I have is this racing game. So would I say to him, yeah, Eli, I'll go out and get Grand Theft Auto and you can sit around all summer and play that. No, I wouldn't do that. Because it's not age appropriate. Adult only, or M for mature, means exactly what it means. And then they have video games that you see that have an E on them for everybody. So, you know, basically, David, I agree with what you're saying about the way parents raise kids, that has a lot to do with it. But the other side of it is that it's tough for parents when their kids are in a situation where they can't control the content. And I don't think publicly subsidized institutions like transportation systems are the place to accept those kinds of ads. And I say that only because I worry about what kids see and what they do. And I think all of us should be worried about that, because those kids, as time goes on, and this goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, they're going to inherit the system. And we would hope that they would be raised right, and that we would do things that are responsible. This is just coming over CNN. The U.S. has granted the Iranian President Ahmadinejad a visa. Now, what, is he coming to speak to the United Nations, or is he going to tour the United States, or how does that work? Yeah, he's moving here. John's right. He's moving here. He's defecting. That's what he's doing. I don't have any problem with him coming here. Let him come. Doesn't bother me. I don't know how we would, why we would want to keep him out. Maybe the more he got exposed to us, and if he maybe got exposed to everyday Americans, he would see that this is one of the most wonderful places in the world, and that we're basically, all of us are basically good people. Agreements or disagreements. 9:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And maybe disagree with me on the video thing, and if you do, you can weigh in on that or weigh in on anything else. Here's Gina with a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound 25, I-70 to Spear downtown, one of our last slow spots. Eastbound I-70 in the High Country, Idaho Springs. CDOT crews have been working out there in the right lane all morning, so you may find that a little sluggish. Otherwise, nice, clear, dry highways. It should be a good traffic day for us. Right now, I-70 is beautiful out to DIA. Just keep in mind, we've had a lot of airline delays there. You want to give yourself extra time getting through security. Weather today, partly cloudy and cooler, breezy in the afternoon with a high of 63. Tonight, we can expect it to be windy. Then it'll clear and be calm, low of 38 tonight. Right now, under partly cloudy skies, it's 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, put zero down and make no payments for 6 months.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
And you get a free gift. You get a bit, well, actually, it's not free, but you get a good gift. And the gift is that when you visit a Select Comfort store and ask about their savings, and they've got the biggest savings of the year on all seat number beds, you can save up to $275. See a Select Comfort store for complete details. Select Comfort stores, they're located all over the Front Range. As a matter of fact, they're in 11 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centuria, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
If you've heard the term virtual office, just think intelligent office. It's not really virtual. It's a real office. You just use it differently, like offices and conference rooms hourly for meetings, professional address services, and a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere, all for about a dollar an hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
Well, hi, everyone. If you're just joining us, we've got Dale Merritt here from Dot Ventures, and we're talking about the new way people are getting wealthy on the Internet.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, Dale, people are making insane money. Doing what?
Buying and selling domain names. Listen to this. Over 100,000 domain names were sold last week, like cameras.com sold for $1.5
million. Wow.
Recently, creditcards.com sold for $2.75 million.
Wow, man.
People getting in on the ground floor are making boatloads of money, and for you listeners, we're going to give away free the industry secrets and take you step-by-step through the whole process.
Now, come on, is it really that easy?
Check it out for yourself. The secrets to buying and selling domain names are available for free at InternetBusiness360.com.
For free? I love free stuff.
I can afford that, man.
Anyone can put these industry secrets to work, making money right away.
Okay, folks, the secrets to buying and selling domain names free at InternetBusiness360.com. Again, to get the secrets free, go to InternetBusiness360.com. That's InternetBusiness360.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour, decrease in clouds. High today is 61, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let me read some more instant messages at am760.net, because I don't read these often enough. And by the way, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. I did read the one about the video thing from Dave, and I appreciate that, Dave. Here's one from Bing. Hi, Jay. Heard you talking about the conservative argument for torture and black site renditions, etc. I get this all the time at work, and I tell them that we simply have higher standards of human decency and morals and recognize the negative repercussions of those actions. It has nothing to do with sympathy for terrorists. It's about not compromising your values when faced with evil. Hope that helps keep up the good fight. And it's extremely tough to get it across to some people about this point, about the fact that because your enemy does it doesn't mean you do it, and the idea of giving up security, giving up your freedoms, or violating human rights for security is not a good argument. And it's never worked out if you look at history, particularly the idea that even experts agree that torture particularly doesn't work, and also the idea that people don't get due process. The government doesn't want to give people due process that they're holding in Guantanamo and other places. That always leads me to believe that the government doesn't have their act together, that they just willy-nilly went and rounded people up, and there was no concrete proof, because they're not forced in any way, shape, or form to make, to present proof that they have some kind of case. Look at the Jose Padilla situation, or Padilla, where he's being held in Miami. How long has that been going on? And they have changed and dropped and scrambled the charges, like God knows how many different times on this guy. And, I mean, what, Ashcroft didn't have this? The Justice Department didn't have it right when they nailed him the first time? Remember that, Ashcroft got on television? Boy, that was a big deal, wasn't it? You know, all the cable news networks and everybody else covered it. It was all over the papers. Oh, we caught this guy. And he hasn't had a trial since. And how long has that been? Three years at least? And today's the fourth anniversary of the war. And we're going into the fifth year now. And I get these emails. Well, the Democrats better come clean, and they don't have a plan, and Bush is standing up, is going to stand up and make this statement, and he's making it now, I believe, that he's going to pimp the troops once again by saying we're disappointing them and we're letting them, stop it already. I mean, you have no record on Veterans Affairs. What are you doing? So, once again, we're going to get this guy. He's going to stand up. He's going to give the same statement that he's always given and throw in the same lame arguments. He's going to try to tell us that the Iraqis are getting stronger. Where's his proof of that? Where's his proof of that? I mean, is anybody going to listen to him? I'll have to, because it's my job. But do you believe anything he tells you anyway? And then I'll get these rationalizations from people, too. Oh, well, what's the difference? They all lie. Well, the difference is that we have Americans that are being killed. That's the difference. And for what reason? And Sodom was this terrible threat? Really? Okay, let's say he had weapons of mass destruction, which they never found. How would he get them to the United States? He didn't have a delivery system. Well, he could sneak it in. Oh, okay, so then what you're admitting to is the fact that the administration and the Congress, controlled by the GOP, was doing a bad job of protecting us. Okay. Let's go to Tom in Golden. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great, great. I thought I'd report a little something uplifting here. We're talking about some bad things. I saw Obama yesterday.
Oh, I bet that was a great experience.
Oh, I saw the future. My 13 and 11-year-old kids got to shake hands with him, too, as he was leaving, and it was just a thrill to think of the implications.
Yeah.
They may have shaken hands with the next president. I'll tell you what, he gives me a lot of hope.
Yeah, me too. I really love him. He's just a great guy. He's what this country needs.
Yep.
He's got leadership ability. Anybody wants to know where he stands in anything, you can go to his website and look and see for yourself, or you can buy his book, which is now number two on the New York Times bestseller list and has been number one forever. This guy is the hope and future of the United States.
There's no question about it. I've not felt anything like this really ever. I was kind of I felt the Kennedy thing, but it was just a little kid there, and this is something very special here. And I think I'm hearing it from my lifelong Republican friends. And they're out there. There are nice Republicans that just can't help it. Daddy and mommy voted Republican, and they go for that daddy kind of thing. But I'm talking to more and more people that say, I like this Obama guy. I mean, the Republicans with a conscience know that we've got to change the direction of this country.
Well, not all conservatives are bad. I mean, you have the ones that have morals and have conscience, even though you may disagree with what they have to say.
Yeah, but they never vote Democrat.
Well, that's true, but then there are some out there who have no morals and have no conscience. But yeah, I think a lot of people, I think a lot of moderates, I think a lot of swing voters, well, I consider myself to be moderate in a lot of ways. I mean, I think a lot of people are attracted to Obama, and I don't think that this notion that the Hillary Clinton camp puts out, which is that her nomination is inevitable, I don't think it's true.
Not at all. She's just too polarizing. I just don't think it's her time. I mean, Obama said it best. He said, sometimes the man picks the time to be president, and sometimes the times pick the man. And it seems to me clearly that it is his time. You know, he talks about his experience. He comes right out with, people tell me, yeah, I make a great speech, and I'm, good looking and all this stuff. But they say, well, he doesn't have any experience. Then he went on about what kind of experience he has. I mean, he has international experience, which our current president, I don't think, ever left the country until he was president. I mean, so he has got everything we need, including a heart.
We need judgment is what we need. We need somebody who's got a good case of judgment and is able to make the right decisions. Anybody can be brought up to speed on foreign policy, and he's getting educated every single day on this. Because he's in the Senate, so we have these critical issues before us. So I don't buy that about experience, and I also think you can have too much experience. I think you can be too wrapped up in D.C. And I had somebody say to me not too long ago. I've actually had several people say this to me. They're tired of the Bush family, but they're also tired of the Clinton family,
mm-hmm.
And it's time to try something else.
Yeah, he's the only one where you could apply the word fresh.
Yep.
There's no question about it. And he spoke about that, too, that he says people are tired of government. People don't trust government. And he said, people, politics is not a sport. It is not a game. When decisions are made, they have implications that are real. And I think too many of our country kind of seemed like it went in the 80s with Reagan and the USA, USA, they're in the hockey years there. It seems like we've turned politics into a sport.
Yeah.
And, you're a Bronco fan or you're a Republican, and that's the way it is, and win or lose, that's where we go. Well, we don't have that luxury anymore. We've got to get this country back on track. And like Obama says, I'm running out because we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, well, we're you're right. We're living in a very polarized atmosphere, and I
think he can bring that back. I think he can bring us together. I really feel he is the guy that can bring America together more than it's been since the 60s. I really feel that way.
Yeah, I do too. I'm on your side, Tom. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Great.
Thank you.
You betcha.
All right.
Talk again soon, Jay.
You got it.
Bye.
All right, go Obama 08. Here's Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I am one of those horrible moderate Republicans you guys keep talking about.
I don't think moderate Republicans are horrible.
I call myself a sensible Republican as opposed to the neo-nuts. I would vote for Richardson. I would not vote for Obama or Hillary. And I don't know if I would even vote a Republican ticket this time out.
Why would you not vote for Obama? What would be your reasoning?
I just don't think he has the right experience.
Well,
he hasn't been in long enough.
Well, what kind of experience does it take? I mean,
Richardson already has the experience. He's got the foreign policy experience, and that's where we really need to work right now, because our credibility in the world is shot. We have none. And
I think we're in trouble not only foreign policy wise, but I think we're also in trouble domestically, as indicated by this latest scandal that's going on with Alberto Gonzalez. And I think that what we really need is we need somebody who, number one, has good judgment, and number two, we need somebody who has a fresh approach and is not hamstrung by D.C. politics or being too wrapped up.
He's been out of D.C. long enough that Richardson would be my candidate.
Well, he might be your candidate, but I'm willing to lay money on this. He won't get the nomination because he doesn't have the money and he doesn't have the exposure, and most people don't know who he is.
Well,
you do, and that's good, but I don't think the majority of the public knows.
I think he's laying back at this point and letting Obama and Hillary kick each other. And when the timing is right, you know, we still got 2 years left. These people, you know, the two candidates you guys keep talking about are going to peak way early. I'm already sick of hearing of them.
But wait a minute, be fair. The reason you're sick of hearing of them is because you don't like them. They're not people you would support. But if you heard more about Richardson, you wouldn't be upset.
That's true, because I believe that the field should be wider.
Well, the field's pretty wide, don't you think?
Kind of, but you guys have already pretty much said it's either going to be Obama or Hillary.
No, nobody said that. I haven't said that. Nobody said that. Hillary and Hillary Clinton's camp is pushing the idea that she's the inevitable nominee. You're right about that, but there are a lot of us out here, man, who are not saying that either one of those two people are inevitable. John Edwards has got a good chance. There are others out there running, but you have to be realistic in the fact, too, that you've got to look at the fact that in this day and age, it takes a lot of money to run, and that there's not much money left over for people who are on Richardson's and Biden's and the rest of their level.
Okay, I'll give you that. Two other suggestions for a Democratic Congress. One, get the Justice Department to freeze the Bush and Cheney family fortunes. Do the investigations. If they are found guilty, confiscate those fortunes under RICO towards the war effort. Number two, I forgot my point.
Well, let me address number one before we end this. That all sounds like a really good idea, but if you go do a little research on that, you'd have a hard time going into court to make that case, and the Justice Department just can't go ahead and do it. They've got to go into court and make the case, and number one, under this administration, they'll never do it, and number two, under any administration, it would be extremely tough to pull off.
That doesn't mean it can't be done and shouldn't be suggested.
Well, I don't know what the laws say, so you have to go read the laws, but I would be willing to bet you a steak dinner that it's not plausible under the law.
Well, the Democrats like to change laws and add them.
So do Republicans.
Well, I'm not a neo-nut. I'm an old-style Lincoln Republican. Number My second point, which I did happen to recall, is that all liberals and all people who don't like what's going on should run out, spend $70 on a share of Halliburton or $75, vote the proxies that the company has to issue by law, and vote management out. You can change them. It's not expensive. You just have to mess with them. Go vote those proxies.
So, in other words, voting those proxies for Halliburton or Kellogg Brown and Root, which is Halliburton's subsidiary, you believe that that's going to change American foreign policy?
It will change the way they are able to conduct business because those people will then be out of power. So I suggest that you all buy shares of Halliburton, vote the proxy statements, and vote them out of office.
Well, do you like what's going on?
I do not.
Well, how many shares have you bought?
No comment.
Huh. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. I don't want to say that. I don't think that's something for public consumption.
Why? We don't know who you are. Your name's Dan. I don't have any idea where you live. I don't know what your deal is. Why don't you just tell us the truth? Did you buy any or not? If you're recommending that we do it, let's hear about what you're going to do.
I do have some. And yes, I vote the proxy.
Okay, well.
I vote my conscience with that.
Well, fair enough, then.
And to keep beating on the past as, oh, we got lied into this is one thing. But the real question is, where do we go from today forward?
Nobody's just beating on the past. What we're doing is we're looking back on the fact that it's 4 years that we've been involved in this, but most of us are actively working to try to change the situation. Thanks, Dan. Have a good day. It's a wonderful day. I'd enjoy it.
Bye.
9:50. Well, coming up at 9:51, here's Rick Morgan with traffic.
Jay, still a bit crowded on I-25 across the downtown area, mainly on that southbound stretch from 38 down to Spear, but no major delays right now. Looking pretty good through the bridges. No worries up north heading up to I-76, the Boulder Turnpike. Turnpike in good shape in both directions, to and from Boulder. I-70 wide open on both sides of the city, whether you're heading across Wheat Ridge in Arvada or that north part of Aurora, over to 225. And 225 looking great across Aurora right now, both those stretches. I-70 down to Parker and wide open from Parker down to I-25 through that interchange. Weather forecast, partly sunny, a little bit breezy at times, high in the low 60s. Windy tonight with a low of 37. Windy and warmer tomorrow, look for a high of 70. Right now it's 51 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. At Reunion, Brookline, Berkeley, Lennar, Morrison Homes, Richmond American, and Shea Homes are all helping us build a
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
An adjustable rate mortgage coming due. Your house payment is going to go up maybe by hundreds of dollars a month. So take advantage of this special 5.25% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee. No out-of-pocket closing costs, and they're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. At only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, we guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, the Mortgage Store. Good folks, they're guaranteed pros.
I'm Lisa Schomp, owner of Ralph Schomp Honda. I've told you Honda wants me to sell a lot of Accords. But if you're looking for something bigger, well, there's the Ridgeline pickup, my favorite, or the Pilot, or the fantastic van, the Odyssey. Now you can get 0.9% financing on all Honda trucks except CR-V. Yes, there are a lot of disclaimers. When you come in, we'll be glad to cover those with you. The point is, Honda has a vehicle for everyone. Young people, empty nesters, or just a small car lover. The Civic is perfect, or perhaps a fit. Want a hybrid? Honda has two, the Civic Hybrid or the Accord Hybrid. Come see how easy purchasing a vehicle can be for anybody. Discover the pleasure of knowing what you're paying right up front, no hidden fees or dealer handling, and you pick the accessories you want. We're very easy to get along with and very easy to get to. Straight down Broadway from downtown Denver and straight up Broadway for most of the rest of you. Ralph Schomp Honda, one price, one promise, one customer at a time. 5700 South Broadway or at Schomp.com.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Stones. 9:55. 55 minutes past the hour. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Enjoy the day today. High today, 61. Okay. Let me reel through these instant messages. And I got a whole lot more, and I just don't have time to get through all of them. This is from Dwayne. When we torture, we bring torture one step closer to each of us being tortured. When our government tortures our enemy, it is us. And if we get labeled as the enemy. Hi, Jay. Sorry for sounding angry, but it's one of those things that annoys me. Yes, I did grow up playing games like Mortal Kombat, which is quite violent. And yes, I do believe that I would let my kids read graphic novels, depending on content, because I have recently changed my mind on what my daughter and son can watch, because while I do not believe that watching horror movies will affect them, I don't want to take the chance. So I guess what I'm saying is that I agree with you to the extent until I can better reason with my kids. As for the subject of sex, I totally agree with you. I still have trouble discussing sex with my wife, and that is because I grew up in the church, and I think with these people, what these people do is cause unseen mental damage and the future mental anguish. And that's from David, whose email I read earlier. And David, I think you're right about all of this. However, there are some churches, synagogues, mosques, and other places that deal in this subject, particularly when it comes to marriage, and they don't, or even with kids, and they don't try to intentionally cause mental damage. But there are some, you're right, who can be extreme, and it can be rough. Jay, talking to a friend this weekend who is a single parent, he mentioned that he was going to take his 6-year-old son to see the movie 300. I mentioned that this is a very violent, and she said that the 6-year-old will be fine because he didn't even flinch when they watched the movie Saw. Whoa. I was appalled, but did not say anything because I was not sure it's my place, as I'm not the parent. Would you have said anything if it was if you were in that situation? Well, Nikki, you got a good point, but with my big mouth, yeah, I'd say something, and I'd probably suffer the consequences of it. Oh man, there's a bunch more of these, and I just don't have the time to read them all. And I try to answer them, but I don't have the time to answer all of them either. Hey, we've inflated this thing, we've blown it up, we've hung it out in the wind, and now we're going to let the air out of it, fold it back up, put it away, and resurrect it again at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Fourth year of the Iraqi War, going into year number 5. George W. Bush, missions accomplished. What mission, George? Yours? To be so low in the polls?
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896.
Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
The Freedom. For more information about joining the Coast Guard Reserve,